Hey folks, Ben Birch here from White Rose Society. I don't usually interrupt your regularly scheduled programming, so I'll keep this brief. I am currently holding a fund drive to keep White Rose on the air. If you think what I do here is valuable, please visit our homepage at www.whiterosesociety.org and chip in to defray the substantial costs of this service. Thank you very much.
Hey guys, Valentine's Day is here. ProFlowers.com has an amazing deal just for online listeners. Get 15% off any flower bouquet plus a free glass vase. Click on
the secretary pulls out.
It really wasn't a good fit.
Someday we may all stop sniffling as there's now
a big step closer to finding the elusive cure for the common cold.
Good morning. I'm Dave Barrett with the CBS World News Roundup. As Continental Express Flight 3407 approached the airport in Buffalo last night.
Morgan 3407, Cascade Tower 120.5. Have a good night.
3407.
Nothing unusual in that ground-to-air exchange as the Colgan Air pilot acknowledged with her flight number. Weather conditions included rain, wind, and some snow. Taking off from Newark, the flight had been delayed. The twin-engine turboprop was 5 miles from the runway over Clarence Center, where Max Binner lives.
It sounded like the plane, like the engine was like sputtering, and then next thing you know, it just kind of like cut out, and you could hear it just like hit and big ball of flame.
Daniel Decker was close by.
Heard the plane come in real loud, thought it was going right over my house, and we heard it explode, and my whole room shook.
The plane carrying 49 passengers and crew dove steeply into a house. All aboard and one person in that house were killed. This is the first fatal plane crash in the U.S. in more than 2 years. Chris Cosner's sister was on that plane. He had to break the news to his mother on vacation in Florida.
I'm just thinking about my mom.
How are they taking it?
To tell you the truth, I heard my mother make a noise on the phone that I've never heard before. So not good.
But in Clarence Center, New York, Max Binner says two people survived.
The mother and the daughter that were at that house came out. They're just like walking down the street.
The home was engulfed in flames. Kathleen Dworak says you could see a red glow over the trees, and the fire department responded quickly.
The plane went down just across the street from the Clarence Center Volunteer Fire Department. They were right there. I mean, they could just walk across from the fire hall.
Clarence Emergency Control Director Dave Bissonette says
the only recognizable piece of the plane left is the tail.
This morning in Clarence Center, federal investigators will be getting their first look at the site.
I'm Cammie McCormick in Clarence, New York. NTSB investigators are here, but the crash site is still too hot for them to sift through the wreckage. That won't be the only source of clues, though. They'll be taking a close look at the weather conditions to see if icing may have been a factor. Other pilots told air traffic controllers they had ice on their wings. Key to this investigation, though, will be recovering the flight recorders, because up until the time controllers lost contact with the flight, a female pilot offered no clues anything was wrong.
At Newark Liberty International Airport, CBS's Sean Adams has the story of one man who planned to fly to Buffalo last night.
Dave Beckany from Springville, New York, is bleary-eyed, inside a jumble of emotions, grief and relief. He was supposed to be on flight 3407, but was delayed in New Orleans.
I don't even know how to even word it. You know, it's just it's devastating. It's too bad. I feel bad for all them and their families and everything like that. It's just one of those things that you never even dream, think of happening to you, to it actually is there.
He says right now he just wants to hug his wife and children. Sean Adams, CBS News, Newark Airport.
Among those who died in last night's crash of flight 3407 was Beverly Eckert. Her husband, Sean, was killed in the September 11th attacks at New York's World Trade Center. Eckert had been flying to Buffalo to mark what would have been her husband's 58th birthday. She was to present a scholarship in his honor at a local high school. Beverly Eckert helped lead the Voices of September 11th, a group that called for an investigation into intelligence failures and also called for the victims to be honored with a proper memorial. It's 4 minutes after the hour.
Good morning, I'm Karen Trinidad with an AM 760 local news update. Colorado transportation officials have come up with their wish list on where to spend the economic stimulus money.
The $1.6 billion list for highway projects includes $50 million for a full reconstruction of a stretch of Highway 36 in Boulder County and $8 million for resurfacing a stretch of I-70. Another list is for $268 million in transit projects led by nearly $19 million in work at Denver's historic Union Station. Colorado won't get enough enough money to fund all the projects, but officials wanted to be ready just in case.
Reporter Joe Chiaro says the projects are expected to be given final approval next week. The 17-year-old girl suspended for having fake drill team rifles in her SUV may find out today if she can go back to school. Marie Morrow had her expulsion hearing yesterday.
I feel pretty good about it. It went over well, I guess.
The hearing officer has 5 days to write a report, but Morrow's lawyer David Lane says he thinks Marie could be back in school as early as today. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Karen Trinidad. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, the highways are going to be wet and shiny this morning, slick in a few spots thanks to that overnight snowfall. But where it's especially greasy is on the bridges, ramps, overpasses, as well as the surface streets. But no crashes or stalls to really get in your way as you are cruising around in the metro area. Outside the city limits, there's a rollover on 285 west of Conifer. Nobody's hurt in that one. In the high country where Loveland Pass closed due to bad weather. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Earning your career-focused bachelor's, master's, or doctorate degree can be an achievable reality with Colorado Technical University. Study online, on campus, days, nights, or weekends. Call CTU at 888-269-1555 or click coloradotech.edu.
We are having a political mudslinging contest because the Republicans think they won the election. What they're still hung up on is, do we have enough incentives? Do we have enough tax cuts? Are we doing enough for the top 2%? Folks, we went to that dance for the last 8 years, and they're still playing the same CD.
The Ed Schultz Show, mornings 10 to 1.
The American people are ready for some infrastructure investment.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Man, we want to lay some pipe.
Really progressing it.
We progressive. Love your show.
Love your show, Jay.
Yeah, I love it too, Jay.
I just love it.
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Well, it's got to be somebody's show. Six, better me than you. 6:06, 6 minutes after 6 here, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Slight chance of snow, about 10%. High today, 38, but don't let that fool you. The black ice out there is extremely slippery. We got a guy, I'm not going to say who his name is, but he got sick this morning, and I mean really sick, to the point where I asked him, I said, hey, man, do you want me to call 911? You know, get the bus out here, the paramedics? But he said, no. He said, I don't live very close to here. I can get home. I said, no, man, I better drive you. So I drove him, and he doesn't live very far from here. And I got down one of those residential streets, dropped him off, went down to the cul-de-sac to turn around, went to turn around, and the car pirouetted. And I thought, whoa. So I was very careful going up the hill to get back on to Bellevue. Now, I'm not kidding about this. Please be extremely careful. I know we say that every morning. And we always warn you. But this morning, the one good thing we have going for us this morning is traffic is usually light on Friday morning. But if you're going to be out there, Steve, please be extremely careful with what you're doing. All right, we got a great show this morning. First of all, open phones in between all of the guests at 303-713-7600. At 7 o'clock, old friend of mine, Lucius Walker from Pastors for Peace. There's been a bill introduced by Bill Delahunt, who's a Democrat from Massachusetts, and has 8 co-sponsors, that would lift the limits on travel to Cuba. Now, a lot of us have been fighting this travel ban for a long time. I've talked about going in 1995, Mary and I, and we snuck in. Well, actually, that's not true. We had an okay from the Cuban government, but we got no okay from the United States government. As a matter of fact, they were difficult. So I just said, the hell with it, I'm going. And I lied to Mary. I said, well, we have permission. And the most absurd thing about it was, is I got on this big 50,000-watt radio station and bragged about the fact I was going. So I figured somebody would catch me because I wanted to challenge the law. And then on top of that, I called and was on the air from Havana. But Mary and I went. Cuban people, warm, unbelievable acceptance of Americans. They have nothing against you and I. They just don't understand the government's position. Now, it's been a long time since 1962. Cuba is no threat to us at all. And really, if you think about it, we're no threat to them, except for the fact that we've run this blockade, which has cost them a lot of extra money, because most countries buy from their and trade with their nearest neighbor. Cuba has had to go around that, which has always cost them a lot of money, both in, well, it's cost them a lot of currency, just basically even to get rice, oil. But the most important thing is you don't, most of you don't know what Cuba's like. And I'm not trying to set myself up as being in some privileged position, although we did have a talk show host here who raved about Cuba after spending only 48 hours there with a congressman. But wouldn't you like to go find out? Wouldn't you like to go travel to Cuba? So we'll have the Reverend Lucius Walker on from the Interreligious Foundation for Community Organization. That's IFCO. Or Pastors for Peace is what they're known as. We'll have our new music review with Steve Knopper coming up at 7:30. And then at 8 o'clock, we're going to talk to Christy Harvey. And then at 9 o'clock, Representative Diana DeGette from Colorado's 1st Congressional District joins us to talk about the Economic Recovery Act, which is much debated today. If you go see Paul Krugman's column in the New York Times, there are some very interesting comments in there. About the stimulus package. And then I'll tell you the other thing here. And then I'll take calls. I won't, you know, run my mouth. 303-713-7600. But Senator Judd Gregg withdrew yesterday as the nominee for Commerce Secretary because he disagreed about the stimulus package. Now, you know the right wing, and you know, you listen, you know they're going to be all over this. And the thing that irritates me about it is it's further proof that, you know something, we can't have bipartisan politics in this country. I mean, if you sign up to be to take the job as Commerce Secretary, if the President of the United States gives you marching orders, then you do it because you're serving at the President's invitation. And on one hand, you can make a case, well, okay, Judd Gregg is being extremely honest, but on the other hand, look, he knew this debate was coming up. Why the hell did he pull this stunt? Why didn't you just decline the job in the first place? But once again, partisan politics plays a role. And I congratulate Barack Obama. I think we all ought to get together, conservatives, independents, liberals, progressives, neocons, wherever you stand on the spectrum, I think we all should get together and try to bail this country out. But you know something? Partisan politics never goes away. It doesn't. And I guess it's a fact of human nature. All right, 303-713-7600, 613, 13 minutes after 6. I got a couple of lines open, so get off your half moons and we'll talk about this. Let's go to Bob in Golden. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, hi, Jay. Just a couple things. Well, first of all, I got scared to death last night. I thought you guys changed formats because I was listening after midnight last night, and they were playing music. They had Delilah on. So I'm really glad that you're still here. I thought another progressive station down the drain.
Oh, no. I'll tell you what happened. I'll tell you exactly what happened.
Okay.
We have about, let me see. We have got four talk stations on the fourth floor.
Uh-huh.
We've got, John would know better. We've got a bunch of music stations. Let's see. We've got The Party. We've got The Fox.
Oh, yeah,
we've got,
I know all of them. KBPI and The Fox.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And
KBCO, yeah.
Yeah, and KBCO, though, is not in this building.
No, they're still in Boulder, though, right?
Right, on Pearl Street.
Yeah.
So probably what happened was that the satellite feed got mixed up. This happens occasionally.
Yeah, because they didn't have CBS News or nothing for 3 hours.
Yeah, this happens occasionally. Yeah. And what ends up, like, for instance, we've come in here, and this always happens on Monday morning. I don't know why.
Yeah.
There must be some curse on Monday morning. Maybe we should bring garlic in here or something. CBS will inadvertently, without telling us, will jump to another satellite channel. So John has to sit there and hunt it down before he can get it on the air.
Yeah.
So that's what the problem was.
Yeah, well, I got scared because I've heard about a couple stations folding up in D.C. and
yeah, there places. Are. There are a lot of them that are going down, but we're still hanging in here. And
but this fairness doctrine thing, I want to talk a little bit about.
Okay.
I think the whole thing is stupid. I you know, if they're gonna, if they want to do that on radio, then, you know, I think it becomes dictatorship if they're going to control the airways. Like,
well, okay. Look.
I mean, they don't do it on TV.
Well, look. Let me tell you something.
Okay.
First of all, in the broadcast media, the airwaves are supposed to belong to the public.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And there always has been censorship. In other words, you can't say anything you want to on the radio.
Oh, of course not.
You'll get busted. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you, I don't know if anybody remembers this song, but this artist, Monty Rock, I think was his name. Oh, it was called Discotheque and Sexolettes. Okay.
I think I heard that before.
All right. When I was working in Amarillo, Texas, mm-hmm. back in the days when we were playing 45s on turntables.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm old enough to remember that.
Okay. The music director did not scratch the back side, the flip side of the 45, so I could play it on the air.
Yeah.
And then what ended up happening is I'm working the all-night shift, and I go, oh, well, this is a longer cut. I think I'll play this. And I'll remember this all of my life. It goes, so the song goes, da-na-dot, 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 F
oh,
you.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, like right out over the air. See, there is censorship already. Now,
right.
Now, I've said this a million times.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say it again. Think about the broadcast spectrum.
Okay.
It's a finite resource.
Right.
In other words, you can't just put on a radio station. I can't just put on a radio station. Mm-hmm. So the theory used to be that broadcasters, in order to get a license, owed the public some kind of service in return for the privilege, not the right, but the privilege, to be able to get on the air and to be able to have a broadcast license. Now, nobody is asking that we go back to the fairness doctrine of the old days.
Mm-hmm.
Where you had to fill out attack forms, and you had all of that going on. And by the way, the argument that there was no right-wing radio back in those days from people on the right is a falsity, because there was, and I can name hosts
I know there was. I'm a big radio guy from a long time ago.
Well, they were doing it in 1964 and 65.
Right.
But here's the thing. Like I said before, it's a finite resource. So all of these folks that are exploring the idea of the fairness doctrine, and now Bill Clinton saying that he is favors it. Of course, I'd like to ask him why, if he favors it, did he sign Telecom 96, and why didn't he reinstate it after it had been taken away by Ronald Reagan? You know, the radio stations owe a responsibility to the public to have varying points of view. So you'd go to like a KOA, and you'd have conservatives on, and you put a couple of liberals on,
mm-hmm.
and that would be varying points of view. And finally, let me say the last thing.
Okay.
Okay. Right-wing talk show hosts,
yes.
Two things about them. One, apparently they fear debate. And number two, they're always crying freedom of speech. Oh, they're going to take away my freedom of speech.
Right.
Okay, but you want to know something? This is a workplace. There is no freedom of speech.
Well, not only that, they also say what sells. Well, isn't that true with TV? That's why they say TV news is liberal.
But TV news isn't liberal. TV news, you know what? People who make those charges, let me tell you something. They fundamentally do not understand the business. TV news, cable news, and talk radio are right-wing, and they're right-wing for one reason only. It's called profit.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently this last election cycle, they didn't learn anything because they're falling behind the curve.
Well, see, they don't have nothing else to complain about either, you know, so they got to find that.
Well, they're
running scared.
Yeah, they gin controversy up. All right, man. Hey, I appreciate
right.
the call.
Thanks a lot. I'm glad you're still around. Don't go away, because I enjoy this station, you and Ed Schultz and everybody on
there. Well, we'll try not to. I got too much furniture to move, so I hope I'm sticking around.
Okay, just don't pull that on me again. I don't want to hear Delilah again.
Well, we'll turn it. Yeah, Delilah's bad. We'll
I couldn't believe that.
Yeah, we'll turn in the complaint to the engineering department, okay?
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about? What happened to Bud in Littleton? He said Brock's plan is petty partisan. Really? Okay. Well, Bud, call back up and prove that point. Not that I, you know, you could be right. I just want to know what your feelings are. 6:19, 19 minutes after 6, we'll find out what John Turk's feeling is on this slippery Friday morning. John?
Well, Jay, like you said, it is slippery out there, mostly on the bridges, ramps, and overpasses around town. Denver highways are wet. We're in pretty decent shape as we're getting started this morning. Just the usual jams or heavy volumes, rather. Speed's still pretty decent there on southbound 25 in North Glen. And in once you get closer to downtown after Park Avenue, do have a single rollover crash, 285 at Kings Valley. That's just west of Conifer up there in the foothills. Loveland Pass also shut down due to bad weather. Will be winter driving conditions up in the high country today. And up in Yuma County, U.S. 34 closed 1 mile west of the Colorado-Nebraska state line due to an accident there. Your forecast, mostly cloudy, chilly with a chance for a few flurries around Denver, Boulder, and Fort Collins. That's going to happen this evening. Our afternoon.
Hi, I need an oil change. We don't do that, but we can rebuild your engine. But I need an oil change. Okay, we'll rotate your tires.
Getting what you need isn't always as easy as it should be. So it's nice to know that with Radio Shack's helpful advice and great selection of phones and plans, you'll get exactly what you're looking for.
Oh, you know what would look killer? Racing stripes.
Get the Samsung Repel from AT&T free with qualifying new 2-year agreement and messaging unlimited plan at Radio Shack.
Good through 2/14/09, subject to credit approval, $36 activation, and $175 early termination fees. Restrictions apply.
TurboTax presents a message from Andrew Jackson.
To end up on the $20 bill, you know I must have been smart. So you'd be smart to listen when I say, use TurboTax. See, TurboTax has a deduction maximizer that automatically looks through over 350 deductions, making it easy to get the maximum refund you're entitled to. Oh, and just between you and me, not only am I smart, but I'm very handsome.
TurboTax. Choose easy. Get started at TurboTax.com. Deduction maximizer included in Deluxe, Premier, and Home and Business.
That's Jared!
Hi, I'm Jane Seymour. My mother used to say, always keep your heart open. It's the only way to give and receive love. Those words inspired my new Open Hearts jewelry collection.
And now, you are invited to see the Open Hearts by Jane Seymour jewelry collection at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Priced from just under $40 to $1,200.
When your heart is open, love will always find its way in.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at jared.com.
This is Mark Spee, CEO of Rent-A-Center. Whatever your credit situation, Rent-A-Center has quality brand name merchandise, Ashley Furniture, Whirlpool Appliances, Sony TVs, without credit or credit checks. And we back it all with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Visit Rent-A-Center or rentacenter.com or call 1-800-205-2005 right now and start enjoying quality products without credit today.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
And beat them. And they have solid lines of credit from financial institutions that are non-predatory. So Rocky's Autos, they're open 9 in the morning to 8 in the evening, and they're right there waiting for you, glowing in the dark. And they'll be sitting there in the sunshine at 63rd and Federal.
The big phone and cable companies have been trying to snuff us out for some time, but instead we just keep getting stronger at Liberty Bell Telecom. Why? Because anything they can do, I can do cheaper and better. For example, the bundled telephone, TV, and internet service. We got them beat. With the new Freedom Bundles from Liberty Bell, keep your own phone number, get real phone service, not over the internet, plus Dish Network and high-speed internet. We're talking about all the popular calling features, including voicemail and 100 channels of digital TV. Sorry, current Dish Network subscribers are not eligible. As you know, the big guys are quite aggravated with our perseverance, and they've warned me not to use their names in my ads, so all I can say is request the Better Bundle, the Freedom Bundle, and come cast your vote for Liberty Bell. Better and cheaper. 303 Bundles. 303-286-3537. Or on the net at 303bundles.com.
Let's work on Friday morning with some Waylon. Slipping and sliding. You betcha, baby.
Slipping and sliding, playing domino. Slipping and riding, ain't a crime, you know.
The late Waylon Jennings. Jennings, and man, when he passed away, I was really upset. A little slipping and sliding out there, too. If you're doing that, please be extremely careful. We're not kidding. This morning is probably the worst I've seen it. 6:24, 24 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Slight chance of snow, but a high today of 38, but it is slippery out there. Open phones, 303-713-7600. What is this? No calls? You know what I might do? I might just go for 4 hours and not take one phone call. I mean, does this show suck that bad? Grab some coffee and get involved. Okay, let's go to Jerry. Jerry in Littleton, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi.
I called you the other day and talked to you, and I'm angry. I'm very, very angry about what's going on in this country. Did we vote for a change?
Huh? Oh, yeah. I would say we did.
Well, what did we vote for? Change in what?
Well, we voted for a change in policy.
Yeah, but we also voted for a change to people to change in this country. That's what I thought we were voting for. I care about the stimulus access, about what is going on there. But we voted for a change altogether for some people to try to change the way we've been living in this country. Is that right?
Well, I don't agree. You know, I don't disagree with that. I mean, the unequal redistribution of the wealth upward has been shameful.
Well, and until we learn to change together and everything and live together and no more. I moved my people from Denver, my family, to Littleton, Colorado, where I could try to make a difference in the change of everything. We belong to an all-white church, and I told my wife and my kids, it doesn't make me any difference. I'm going. If they put me out and don't accept me, it's fine with me. I sing in an all-white choir.
No, that's not gonna happen in this day and age, at least not in Colorado. It might happen in Mississippi or Alabama, but it's not going to happen here.
How are we going to change, Jay?
Well, we're going to change because younger kids coming up, these kinds of things are, you know, race, creed, and color are less important to them than they were to me and to you. And that change is signified by the amount of young people who got involved in this last election. And that change comes over a long period of time. It doesn't come overnight. We're just conditioned to want something immediately. And that's never going to happen. You're not going to get anything immediately. You got to struggle to get it. And I think that this country is doing a pretty good job of trying to move forward. We have lurches and we get bogged down. But overall, if you look at the statistics that are out there, if you look at the polls, and even if you don't trust those, if you just look at the voting patterns and you look at who got involved with what, the country is definitely changing. But us old heads, it's hard for us to notice what's going on because we're kind of in a lot of ways, too, stuck in an old mode of thinking.
But, Jay, I believe just what you said, and I know what elected this president. The young people got tired, and I've seen them. I watched TV all night long during that election, and that's what changed. But we got these fools in Congress.
Look, are what you're saying is because Barack Obama is African American.
Right. We don't want. I am African. I'm black.
I understand it, but all right. Are you saying that people don't want him to succeed because he's
right.
African American?
You are right.
No, I don't think that's true. I think the reason that they don't want him to succeed is because him failing is their ticket back into power.
I think that
most people who voted for him didn't see color. Right. I think they voted for him because he had a positive message. Because he was saying the right things at the right time, and they judge him to be the most capable person out there.
Gee, that's what I believe, too. That's what I know. That's what I know.
All right. Well, then, you know what? You got to chill, Jerry. Just chill. Change is coming. Because change is coming, and it has come already. All right, Jerry, I got to run. Thanks, man. I appreciate the call. I hope we're in that position. Okay, here's Bud back from Littleton. Bud, where'd you go, man?
I'm here.
Well, what happened the first time?
I don't know.
Phone just drop out?
I'm here right now.
All right, go ahead.
All right, so I hope he sees a change coming. I'd be happy for him. And then I feel like there's I think Barack Obama is going halfway towards Democrats too much, too. I think that if he comes with a stimulus package that was more based on the visions that he represented as he was running for office, they'd be better off right now with the whole of the United States, and he'd be able to go over the tops of the Republicans and the Democrats and say, you guys know what's wrong with the country, and I know what's wrong with the country. The problem is, I think, Barack didn't bring enough new people in. I don't like Ronald Reagan much, but one thing he did do was he brought in all new people.
And no, that's not, to, no, that's not necessarily true. If you go look at the people that surround, wait a minute, you can't, I'm not going to let you to, allow you to rewrite history here. If you,
okay, you know,
if
I,
you go,
I,
oh, no, okay, wait a minute, only one of us can talk.
Hey, just because I brought up Ronald Reagan doesn't mean you need to get upset. I'm trying to reach out across the aisle to the Republicans. You could toss them one bone about Reagan, and that is they brought good people.
Okay, but can we have like a two-way dialogue, or do you just want me to be quiet? Because I'll be quiet. I don't care.
I was just trying to be quick. That's all.
All right. Well, go ahead.
I don't see the point in bringing in a lot of. I think Barack Obama has a great vision, and I want to see him succeed. That's all. I feel bad that he's getting squandered down, or what's the word? Mired down in partisan politics. And he could speak directly to the American people, and he could get anything done he wants. So I'm sorry that I brought up a Republican name and you got upset.
I didn't get upset. I'm not upset. I'm not upset at all. You have a right to your opinion. You have a right to bring up examples. But let me, can I just say a few words here?
Yeah, the example is based on personal experience. I knew some people who got in with Reagan, and they were decent people. They were young and hardworking, and they were brilliant. I'm not saying all of Reagan's people were hardworking and brilliant. Sorry.
Okay. Now can I talk?
Sure.
Okay. First of all, on the point of Ronald Reagan, and then I want to jump from Reagan to Jimmy Carter as an example.
I like Jimmy Carter better than
okay.
Sorry, dude.
It's my turn.
I got to go, Jay.
Well, now you got to go.
All
okay.
Right, go ahead.
No, I don't have to.
That's my point.
I mean, I don't have to.
That's my point. I brought up Reagan and you lost. Sorry.
No, I didn't lose. You never gave me a chance to respond.
Okay.
How can you lose if you don't have a chance to play the game?
All right.
Okay, now, is it my turn?
It's your turn.
Okay. Ronald Reagan had a ton of people surrounding him who had long careers in Washington, D.C. I'll give you a couple of names. One would be Dick Cheney, who originally got his foot in the door as a congressman and then turned around and worked for Gerald Ford. Okay, and he also worked for Ronald Reagan. Okay, how about another name?
I think Biden's great for Obama.
Well, but that's not what I'm saying. I'm only answering what you said, which is that Ronald Reagan brought in all new people, when in reality, Ronald Reagan did not bring in new people. He brought in people who had experience, who had been on Capitol Hill, who were not outsiders. Now, Jimmy Carter, on the other hand, turned around and brought in people who had no experience on Capitol Hill and couldn't move the levers to get the domestic agenda and the foreign policy agenda passed that Jimmy Carter wanted to. That was a bad mistake. Barack Obama has learned from that by bringing in people who have experience and know how to move the levers of government. And it's not the people involved. Okay, it's the ideas, and it's the commander-in-chief who sets policy and who steers those ideas. Now, Barack Obama has said on numerous occasions to the American people, he just did it in the last press conference, he's willing to listen to what any side has to say. But his bottom line is that he wants to create jobs. And if he feels that their ideas and their philosophy are not going to create jobs, and are not going to meet his bottom line, then he's going to reject it. And he says, look, we don't all have to agree. That's fine. But you know what? Here we are sitting in the worst financial situation we've been in since the Great Depression. And the only thing the Republicans can do is yell about spending and keep pushing tax cuts. Well, tax cuts have got us where we are today. These folks are also nobody's scream about spending since they spent their rears off for 8 years and got us also financially where we are as far as the deficit goes. So Barack is trying to reach across the aisle. Now, my opinion is that obviously reaching across the aisle doesn't work. So we have the majority in the House. We have barely have control of the Senate. And we ought to flex some muscle, and so should he, because these folks do not want him to succeed. And they will do anything that they have to do to cause him problems. Rush Limbaugh has said on the air he hopes he fails. So we know where they're coming from. And where they're coming from is they don't want to be bipartisan. Believe me, I want to be as bipartisan as you possibly can be. But you can't be bipartisan with somebody who doesn't want to be bipartisan.
I wouldn't disagree with you.
So that's where I'm coming from.
I regret using the example of Ronald Reagan. So I've done that once or twice before at social gatherings, and it hasn't turned out well,
because you got to go back. Let me give you one other name too about Reagan: Caspar Weinberger. Okay,
sure.
I didn't throw him in.
I mean, there's some bad. I'm not going to sit here and defend Ronald Reagan.
Well, you don't have to.
I like Carter better. I think history will tell. We'll straighten things out. No, but my other point is that I like Barack Obama's vision, and, you know, I think that I understand where you're coming from, that we're going to have to be pragmatic to get through it.
All right, I appreciate you calling back. By the way, I'm going to put you on. I was going to put you on hold and give you a free copy of W, which is the Oliver Stone movie on DVD.
No, that's all right.
Well, you don't want it?
Nothing's for free.
It's for free. I've got a bunch of them, and I'm going to give you one.
Okay, you do. That would be great, Jerry.
All right, hang on. We're going to get your information. John's going to do traffic, and then he's going to get your information.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, because I don't mind people who want to get into a discussion. I don't. You know, that's what it's all about. 6:35, 35 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, slipping and a sliding Turk with traffic.
Jay, traffic is looking actually pretty good on the freeways around town. They are going to be wet. You will want to watch out, though, on the bridge ramps and overpasses. There are some slick spots out there. Surface streets also going to be a little slick. Dealing with a two-car accident, 12 in Colorado already. Also a single vehicle rollover on 285 up near Conifer, just a little bit west of Conifer at Kings Valley. On the highways in town, the only place I'm seeing really slower speeds right now is on southbound 25 from 104th down to 84th. Up in Yuma County, U.S. 34 closed 1 mile west of the Colorado-Nebraska state line. Had an early serious accident there. Also in the high country, Loveland Pass is shut down due to adverse weather. Your forecast: cloudy skies and cool. Highs in the mid-30s. 40% chance of snow this evening. Most of that is going to fall to the west of I-25. Your current downtown temperature is 28 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Today's Valentine's tip by 1-800-Flowers.com: is your true love filled with passion like the rose, or does she flirt?
Are you planning on getting liposuction in your hips and thighs? If so, researchers at the University of Colorado Denver School of Medicine are recruiting healthy pre- and postmenopausal women between the ages of 35 to 60 who wish to have liposuction of their hips and thighs. Research suggests that storing fat in different parts of the body affects our metabolism differently. Right now, the University of Colorado Denver is conducting a study on how a woman's metabolism is altered after fat has been removed from her hips and thighs. Benefits of participating in the research study include testing for diabetes, body fat, cholesterol, and bone density. Study volunteers will also receive a discounted surgery and postoperative care package at the University of Colorado Hospital and monetary compensation for participating in the research study. If you or someone you know is considering hip or thigh liposuction and would like to learn about the study, please call 720-848-7557. Again, if you or someone you know is considering liposuction, call the FLAIR study at 720-848-7557.
Ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code ONLINE to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset, too. Remember that code, ONLINE, to qualify for the free VoIP headset. WebEx, now part of Cisco. Used by over 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code ONLINE. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
And they fight for it. They'll take it to insurance companies. They'll take it to big corporations. They don't fool around. And I'll tell you something. I would trust them with my lives. My lives? Oh, I've got 9 lives? No, I'm with my life. As a matter of fact, I'm having lunch with them today. So call them at 303-300-1661. That's 303-300-1661. Boy, don't you let anybody deprive you of your rights or push you around. 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Open your wallet. Now take out all your money. Find the nearest trash can and throw it all away. Sound crazy? Well, if you have a credit card and are barely making the minimum payment or not making payments at all, that's exactly what you're doing. Throwing money away towards interest and late fees instead of paying off your credit card debt. If you want to get out of credit card debt, completely out of debt, you need to call Credit One Debt Solutions today for free information. 1-800-733-1744. Credit One Debt Solutions works directly with you and your creditors to lower your interest rates, stop collection calls, and eliminate your late fees. Then we'll roll everything into one easy monthly payment so you can get and stay debt-free. Think about it. No more credit card payments. No more creditors calling. Stop throwing money away and start eliminating your credit card debt. Call Credit One Debt Solutions today for free information. 1-800-733-1744. For your free information, call 1-800-733-1744. That's 1-800-733-1744.
The quote on our kitchen cabinets was so high, I said no, no way.
Until our neighbors shared their secret. They said Designer Surplus had what we wanted for less.
Way less.
The secret is out. Designer Surplus sells high-quality hardwood cabinets for less. Way less. See for yourself and call now for your free full-color catalog. 1-800-600-9046.
Designer Surplus had everything we wanted.
Real hardwood cabinets, beautifully made.
High quality for less.
Choose from golden oak, red oak, beautiful American cherry, and more. In a variety of traditional and contemporary designs. All at a nearby store or shipped directly to you.
When you pull out a drawer, they feel expensive.
All the quality without the expense.
It's the secret to getting a dream kitchen.
The secret is out. Designer Surplus sells high-quality hardwood cabinets for less, way less. Visit a store near you or call right now for your free catalog. 1-800-600-9046. That's 1-800-600-9046.
Driving that train, pound cocaine. Casey Jones, you better watch your speed. Trouble.
Check this out. We may have the drummer from the Grateful Dead on maybe next week. We're working on it because he's got an art exhibit coming up in town here. 6:42, 42 minutes after the hour on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Slight chance of snow, only about 10%. High today, going to be 38. Watch out there, man. It is extremely slippery. I just can't stress that enough. I really can't stress that enough. Let me go to, it's open phones, by the way, 303-713-7600. Let me go to Kurt in Centennial. Kurt, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, I people, I think, need to chill out just a little. They got to give Obama some time here, Lord. I mean, we're trying to undo decades of Republican mismanagement. You know, it's going to take a little while. And to Bud's point, I'm glad to hear you say that. I've wanted to try to call in, what was it, Wednesday, or when you were talking about bipartisanship, or Tuesday. I say to hell with it.
Well, I'm beginning to feel that way, yeah.
Well, I think part of it is this. You like to think that you can have a reasonable discussion with people and a civil discourse, but we have to understand the kind of conservative we're dealing with, and especially in the House of Representatives. These people, many of them, came in with the Republican Revolution of 94, and they are students of Newt Gingrich and Tom DeLay. Those two guys have instilled a sense of, you know, no holds barred, take no prisoners, you know, do whatever it takes at any cost, you know, and you cannot negotiate with those people. I mean, look at what Obama did. He went to visit them. He had them over to the White House. They took stuff out of the House bill, and still all 177 Republicans voted against the stimulus package anyway.
Yeah, you see, the problem here is that there are very rational and very, very good conservatives out there. And conservatism by itself is not a bad philosophy. It contains some things in it that are very, very good. But it also, all right. And so when you're talking to the average person who's not plugged in to talking points off of Fox or right-wing talk radio, but, you know, they say to you, well, I'm a conservative, and this is what I feel about things. You can have a rational discussion with them. As a matter of fact, you can even reach common ground. Trouble with these folks is, you're right, the school that they came from, and here's something else. They are more worried about their ticket to power, okay, and they're more worried about Barack Obama failing than they are worried about what's good for the country. And,
absolutely.
And a recent Gallup poll shows that it's backfiring on them, that overwhelmingly the American people reject them.
And that's good. I'm glad to hear that. I hope it works out that way. And you're right. You know, if you get somebody who's not a Limbaugh ditto head, you know, but unfortunately the Republican Party right now is completely dominated by people like Limbaugh and Hannity and these ultra-conservatives. I mean, look at that Representative Gingrey, you know, had the temerity to say, you know, Limbaugh doesn't necessarily speak for the party, and then he had to call him up later in the week and grovel and apologize.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
This is just tragic. And you're right. All these guys have got is talking points. They have no policies. And so all they can fall back on is rampant obstructionism. You know, that's all they can do.
Well, they're always pushing the same old snake oil, which is tax cuts, tax cuts, tax cuts.
And
even though the history proves that it doesn't work, they're still in there, you know, pitching the same old story.
Yeah, and I mean, there was a great article, I think it was Paul Krugman about 3 weeks ago or so, I forget where it was, but they showed there's a study that's been done by, I think it was both the Tax Policy Institute and the Brookings Institute, that showed that if you did spend a dollar of government money on projects on infrastructure, it returned $1.37 into the economy. Whereas if you provided a dollar in tax cuts, it only returned 78 cents into the economy. So the right there just shows you that going down the tax cut route is not going to help us.
No, it's not. And they make these really, really, really over-the-top statements. I'm looking for this quote by John McCain, which is really incredible. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, here's McCain's quote. Listen to this. Talking about, he's talking about coming off a Bush administration $2 trillion tax cut and also $1 trillion spending in Iraq and counting. And then John McCain has the guts to say it's a generational theft, okay? It's destroying my daughter's future. It's like sitting there watching my house ransacked by a gang of thugs.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, well, the gang of thugs comment came from Arnold Kling of the Cato Institute. I mean, what in the world are these people talking about?
They're on crack. I mean, you know, that's all I've got. And McCain's plan, the alternative to the stimulus that got voted down, it was what, 68-70% tax cuts? I mean, it's just, it's ludicrous. Why can't they figure out that these tax cuts, and you had, you and Tom Hartman were talking about that great dual Santa Claus thing the other day. You know, people, ordinary people do not understand. They really don't. That the Republicans will give them a little bit of tax
to make them feel better. Yeah.
But these are really, people need to understand that the Republican Party is a wholly owned subsidiary of corporate America. And that's who these tax cuts are really given to, are corporations and the rich. And that's all the Republicans care about. They hate working people. They really do. If you have to work for a living, the Republican Party could care less about you, except from the standpoint of being able to fool you into voting for them.
Well, they always say the same thing. You are, you know, their real philosophy is you are where you are on the economic ladder because you deserve to be there, because apparently it's your fault and nobody else's. And they keep shopping that. Hey, Kurt, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
Hey, take care. One other thing, don't fall for John Turk and Eminem. All rappers ought to be rounded up and put in concentration camps for the benefit of the entire world.
Thanks for the call.
Okay, bye-bye, dear.
Okay. Let's go to David in Denver. David, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning. morning, Jay.
Hi.
I've heard you mention you lived in Florida for a while. Do you always think about the Daytona 24 Hours this time of year?
Well, last year I went to the Daytona 24 Hours. This year I couldn't make it, but last year I went. And
what's the race like? Now, they keep changing the cars over the years. What's the top class now?
The Daytona prototypes.
Oh.
It's you know what? It's the most amazing, bizarre, mind-blowing thing I have ever been to. Now, Mary and I were back in the pits and the hot pit area, which is where they...
Oh, yeah. Well, they're changing and coming and going.
And, you know, the race kind of like hums along at the beginning, and then it kind of like gets a little bit difficult at nightfall. And then it rains, and then it gets really difficult. But the really weird stuff, the surreal stuff, and it's probably because of the time of night that it happens, the really surreal stuff happens at like about 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning. I mean, there's nothing like standing in the Brumos garage watching Darren Law standing there in his suit with a helmet on while they try to figure out why number 58 has a fuel problem, and it's like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, I know. I've managed to get to that a couple times, and the thing I remember is, you know, when you first wake up in the morning, you're a little groggy, but the first thing you hear is those engines winding out around the corners, you know?
Well, we stayed up the whole 24.
Oh, I had to get it. I went, like, in the car and just caught a nap, you know? You stayed up the whole night?
The whole 24, and it was so cold. It was so freezing. You know those you know those little chemical hand warmers?
Oh, right.
Mary stole, well, she didn't steal, but she took a bunch of those and had them, like, all over her sweatsuit.
Oh, yeah, people don't realize it gets cold in Florida.
Yeah, and I couldn't find any. I couldn't find any. But you know what? It was great. I recommend everybody go. It is one of the most unique and fabulous things that this country has ever produced. And I just can't wait to go next year. And I'm sorry I didn't go this year because my car, Brumos number 58, finished first. And Darren Law won the Rolex 24.
Wow.
So did David Donahue. They won the damn thing, and I wasn't there to see it.
You could go to Sebring, I guess, still this year.
No, I can't go because of the radio station, because I can't get the time off. Next place I'm going to go, maybe.
Do a remote, Jay, from down there.
I don't know. I don't think they'd let me. But hopefully in the next race I go to, I may go to the Brumos 250, which is at Daytona. I just have to see what my plans are, because I'm planning to go to Paris this summer. Hey, David, thank you, man.
All right.
Matter of fact, planning to go to Paris, we may go to Le Mans. How about that Turk? We're going to go to Le Mans.
That'd be cool.
24 hours international drivers. How about it?
You give me some aluminum foil, a piece of gum, and some duct tape, I can get us on the radio anywhere.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You can. So you think they'd let us do the show from Le Mans?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be a wild?
I had a golf show from Pebble Beach once.
Yeah, wouldn't that be wild?
Yeah, it would be wild. I mean, all I need is a phone line, really, and I can put us on the radio.
Let us stay up 24 hours and be on for 24 hours? No, they wouldn't do that. Forget it. Okay. You know, we're dreaming. That's like saying, okay, I want a solid gold Cadillac. It's not going to happen. Made of gold. 6:52, 52 minutes after the hour, Turk in traffic.
Jay, traffic's looking actually pretty decent on the freeways around Denver, which is pretty nice. Volumes are a little lower than we're used to seeing. That is good because of the overnight snow. Do have some slick spots out there, mostly on the bridges, ramps, and overpasses on those entering onto those highways and getting off of them. Just one single vehicle rollover still hampering us at 285 at Kings Valley. That's just a little bit west of Conifer. Back around Denver, we're seeing stop-and-go conditions up in Northland from 104th down to 84th on southbound 25. Still pretty decent once you get closer to downtown. Other slower spots, southbound 225 from Yosemite on the approach to the Tech Center. In the high country, Loveland Pass closed due to bad weather. Same thing at Berthoud Pass, but they're doing some avalanche control there. And up in the northeastern part of the state, US 34 closed 1 mile west of the Colorado-Nebraska state line. Had an early serious accident up there. Your forecast: mostly cloudy and chilly. A chance for a few flurries around Denver, Boulder, and Fort Collins this evening. Our afternoon highs will be in the mid-30s. Right now, 28 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Valentine's Day is this Saturday, and King Soopers has everything you need to make your sweetie smile. Pick up a dozen fresh roses or a Valentine.
Come to Jared and experience the legend of Le'Veon.
That's Jared.
the design and craftsmanship of Levion Jewelry, including the delicious new trend, Levion Chocolate Diamonds and Levion Chocolate Cultured South Sea Pearls, must be seen to be appreciated. One visit to Jared the Galleria of Jewelry is all it takes to understand why Levion has devoted collectors the world over.
It can only be Jared.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
Now you can get a really good receptionist for about $1.50 an hour. Introducing the Intelligent Assistant, a professional receptionist trained by you to handle your phones your way. No, this is not an answering service. This is a smart, friendly person. A personal assistant for your phone calls. They know you and your business. And since customers and prospects are already on the phone with them, they can also do scheduling, registrations. Let them do the ordinary so you get more time on the important. Live answer for all of your calls and a seamless connect for the ones you want. The rest are handled professionally and personally your way. With an intelligent assistant, you'll capture more new business and keep the ones you've got. Intelligent assistants, full-time or a la carte. Fits any budget. Only from IntelligentOffice.com. Intelligent Office.
This is Mark Spee, CEO of Rent-A-Center. Whatever your credit situation, Rent-A-Center has quality brand name merchandise. Ashley Furniture, Whirlpool Appliances, Sony TVs. Without credit or credit checks. And we back it all with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Visit Rent-A-Center or Rent-A-Center.com or call 1-800-205-2005 right now. And start enjoying quality products without credit today.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
These days, your budget's really feeling the heat. But family fun doesn't have to cost much at all when you make it by the pitcherful with Kool-Aid. For the price of one bottle of soda, you can mix up five big pitchers of Kool-Aid. And for pennies a glass, keep the whole family refreshed and smiling. At that price, maybe the whole neighborhood. Kool-Aid instead of soda. As always, delivering more smiles per gallon.
Recycling limit of 10 per calendar month per customer. Limit one Staples Rewards account per address. For full details, visit staplesrewards.com.
Huffing and jumping. Dipping and stripping. Oh, no, wait a minute. What is that? What the hell does that mean? 56 minutes after the hour. Slight chance of snow. About a 10% chance. High today, 38. Jay Marvin at AM 760, Progressive Talk, breaking all the rules. Okay, got about a minute and a half. So let me go over to somebody who always has good positive news, and that's Preston in Denver. Preston, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, man.
Well, I think it's kind of symbolic and fitting that when Ronald Reagan hosted the GE Playhouse, you know, he was basically reading cue cards written by General Electric. And when he went to the White House, he was again reading cue cards written by corporate power.
Yeah, and also Camel cigarettes, too. He was reading cue cards on those also.
That's right. And this anti-government stuff, you know, government, don't expect government to do anything for you. I mean, it's ideal for people who want a power elite, who wants the government to themselves. I mean, they send out their corporate lobbyists to get something for themselves. And they want people kind of out of the way. People generally want social spending, which usually doesn't increase profit margins. So I don't know, public participation can be a real nuisance. So they want to discourage people.
Well, yeah, exactly. That's their whole thing. Stay out of our business and let us operate. And we don't need your input because it all revolves around us.
But some people believe it should be a government of, by, and for us. And do participate, and also recognize the important role government has played, taken in creating industries like the computer industry, decades of research and billions of dollars to places like MIT and Caltech to develop that industry. It was like a socialized cost, and then the profits were privatized. Same with like satellite dish companies. If not for billions of dollars into NASA, we wouldn't have satellite dish industry.
That's right. Hey,
electronics,
listen.
Metallurgy, and on and on and on.
Right. Listen, I love you like there's no tomorrow, but I got to get the news, and then we're going to talk about Cuba.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, so call me again.
I'll do that.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right, Cuba, isn't it time to lift the travel ban? We'll explore that coming up.
presenting another compelling identity theft metaphor, brought to you by Identity Guard. Today, icebergs.
When it comes to identity theft protection, a free credit report is just the tip of the iceberg. But often, there's no iceberg below the surface, just a tip bobbing about. So get Identity Guard. With superior protection tools and patented technologies, Identity Guard is a colossal identity theft protection iceberg. All this from the company that's protected over 20 million people. And that does not sound like something an iceberg tip could accomplish. So get Identity Guard and get real protection. Not just a free credit report tip.
Don't be a victim of online identity theft. Get Identity Guard. Serious 21st century stuff for 21st century crime. Sign up now and get the added security of your personal password protector, ID Vault. A $50 value. Free plus shipping and handling. Call 877-600-2669 now. That's 877-600-2669. Or visit identityguard.com.
Our systems online at solarrips.com. SolarRips.com.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Cammie McCormick in Clarence, New York, where overnight Continental Flight 3407 lost contact with air traffic controllers on approach to Buffalo Airport.
This aircraft was 5 miles out, and all of a sudden we have no response to that aircraft.
Seconds later, controllers knew something was horribly wrong. Residents of Clarence felt the impact.
We heard the plane go overhead, and we heard sputtering. Then, just a minute or so after that, we heard a loud bang, and our house shook.
The plane en route from Newark, New Jersey, with 49 people on board, slammed into a home nearby, killing one person inside. Erie County Executive Chris Collins.
The tail of the plane is sticking out of the ground. I mean, the plane did a nosedive into the house and then exploded.
NTSB investigators are on the scene. They hope to recover the flight recorders and will examine if weather was a factor, possibly ice or high winds. CBS News correspondent Frank Setapani has more on that.
It was raining, snowing, and cold in Buffalo last night. Peter Goltz is an aviation safety expert.
Buildup of ice on wings is something that has plagued aircraft in cold weather environments for years, and I'm sure they'll be looking at that.
In Stamford, Connecticut, WCBS Radio's Marla Diamond tells us a 9/11 widow, Beverly Eckert, was on the plane.
She would go up to their hometown of Buffalo for an annual celebration of her husband's birthday. Sean Rooney would have been 58 years old this weekend. She was to present a scholarship in his honor at Canisius High School, where the two graduated.
Dave Beckany missed the flight when his plane was late getting to Newark from New Orleans.
It's devastating. I feel so bad for those other people, those families. I just thank God that our flight was delayed.
In other news, Senator Judd Gregg would have been the third Republican in the Obama cabinet. Instead, he's the second nominee for Commerce Secretary to drop out. Live to CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer at the White House, what now?
Well, Frank, the Obama White House has to hope that the third time will be the charm on this. Before Senator Gregg dropped out, the first choice for Commerce, Bill Richardson, withdrew his name. So officials indicate they don't exactly have a deep bench for the Commerce job. The president tries to downplay this setback as just something of a surprise, but it had to be an unwelcome surprise as he looks for a third choice at Commerce and a candidate for Housing Secretary following the withdrawal of former Senator Tom Daschle.
Well, parts of Ohio and West Virginia may not have power back before the end of the weekend. Violent winds cut service to hundreds of thousands of homes from the Great Lakes East and killed five people. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame member Estelle Bennett, a member of the 1960s rock group The Ronettes, has died at her home in Englewood, New Jersey. Bennett was 67. Irish playwright Hugh Leonard has died. Leonard won a 1978 Tony Award for the bittersweet father and son drama Da. He was 82. S&P futures are down 5 points. This is CBS News.
How to remove cash from a can of paint. Step 1, go to the Home Depot. Step 2, get $5 off all 1-gallon cans and $20 off all 5-gallon buckets of beautiful Behr paint. Step 3, put color on your walls and all the cash you saved in your wallet.
The Home Depot has lowered the price on the paint supplies you need most. And now get $5 off all 1-gallon cans and $20 off all 5-gallon buckets of Behr paint. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through 216, U.S. only. See store for details.
This Valentine's Day, there are two things you don't want to break. Her heart and your budget. So go to Walgreens. With great prices on everything from boxed candy to fragrances and cards, Walgreens has more than enough love to go around. Everything to make your loved one's day. And with thousands of convenient locations, many open 24 hours, Walgreens is just around the corner. So there's one more thing you'll save. Time. In every way, Valentine's is sweeter than Walgreens.
Good morning, I'm Karen Trinidad with an AM 760 local news update. Depending on where you live, you could run into some winter driving conditions this morning.
Roads on I-25, we do have some reports of some icy spots around Monument Hill. Reduced speed is always advised when we do have ice on the road.
That's Fritz Holman of CDOT. Todd Parker will have your complete traffic report in just a few minutes. President Obama is set to make his first visit next week to Colorado since he was sworn in.
The White House has not released the details on when President Obama will speak in Denver, but the administration is working on where to sign the new economic stimulus bill once it's passed by Congress. It could be another big speech by Obama in Denver.
Denver, the American people don't want to hear politicians attack each other. You want to hear about how we're going to attack.
Mr. Obama will visit Denver Tuesday, and he'll be in Phoenix on Wednesday.
That's Corey Lopez reporting. The move to change the name of Boulder High School to Barack Obama High is over because of a lack of support.
This school's been here forever. Why change the name now?
A Boulder student wanted to change the name, but the student council said Thursday that a majority of the student body is in favor of keeping the school's current name. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Karen Trinidad. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, volume is pretty light right now. Southbound I-25, a little bit sluggish as you're coming in from Thornton and Northland. Same deal for drivers on southbound 2 1/4 as you're coming across Parker Road, making your way towards Yosemite. Now, we're seeing some splashback in the tech center, that following some overnight snowfall that left the roads wet. This both directions of I-25, but not too serious. In the high country, Loveland Pass closed due to bad weather. And if you're trying to get to Winter Park, Bertha Pass is currently shut down. This is due to avalanche control. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Earning your career-focused bachelor's, master's, or doctorate degree can be an achievable reality with Colorado Technical University. Study online, on campus, days, nights, or weekends. Call CTU at 888-269-1555 or click coloradotech.edu.
Chrysler announces Employee Pricing Plus Plus. Now everyone gets our employee price, plus generous cash allowances on most 09 models. Plus, qualified buyers can get low APR financing through Chrysler Financial. Get to your local Chrysler dealer today.
It's not easy being a veteran.
Coming back from Iraq or Afghanistan, I had been so excited to come home.
But it's harder than I thought.
Join us at communityofveterans.org
and connect to others who are going through the same thing.
Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
I really want to compliment you.
I want to compliment you.
I'm a conservative, but I really want to compliment you and your show.
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Right, left, or in the middle? Everybody's welcome here. 7:06, 6 minutes after 7 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Slight chances of snow, about 10%. And a high today, 38. And if you're out there, please be extremely careful. It is slippery out there. There is black ice, and I mean it is bad. Worst I've ever seen it. All right. I've talked a lot about Cuba on the air here. I've talked a lot about the fact that you and I can't go to Cuba. I've talked about the fact that I went in 1995, and the hell with the government, I decided to go anyway. But listen to this. There's some exciting news. Lawmakers in the U.S. House of Representatives have introduced a bill to permit U.S. citizens unrestricted travel to Cuba. The Freedom to Travel to Cuba Act, which would overturn the 46-year-old U.S. policy strictly limiting travel to the Caribbean island, will be the subject of debate after being referred to the Committee for Foreign Affairs. Now, the bill was introduced by Massachusetts Democrat Bill Delahunt and backed by 8 other lawmakers. The bill says that the president may not regulate or prohibit directly or indirectly travel to or from Cuba by United States citizens or legal residents. And it's about time. Here's an old friend who has worked on this forever and a day, the Reverend Lucius Walker. He's with the Pastors for Peace, and I haven't talked to him in, well, I think 6 or 7 years. And Reverend, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Man, I haven't talked to you in, I don't know, 6, 7 years?
It's been a few years, but I see you're still just as feisty and active as ever. I love it.
Well, I'm still, you know, still talking and still speaking out against the embargo, and I email and have contact with friends still in Cuba.
Great.
All right,
right. How do you see? How, you've worked on this almost your entire life. How do you see this? And do you think this really has a chance of passing?
Well, I think it has a chance of passing. A lot depends upon the average citizens around the country. What those citizens, we citizens, have to do is weigh in, call our members of Congress, no matter what their position is, Republican, Democrat, liberal, conservative, and say to them in clear terms, we favor this bill, we want you to sponsor it. I think that's going to make the difference. I think it's a good thing. It's not the total end of the blockade, which, you know, I've advocated for years, mm-hmm. and which I think would be in the interest of U.S. security, in the interest of U.S. commerce. It would be a good thing for the U.S., but administration after administration has feared the few Miami-based Cuban-Americans because they wanted the votes for Miami in the presidential elections, literally. This blockade against Cuba, including the travel ban, is driven by U.S. politics, electoral politics. It's not driven by our national security interests. It's not driven by our commercial interests. It's not driven by anything that usually drives our foreign policy. So it has to change. This is a good start, and we as U.S. citizens are in a position to make the difference.
Surveys show that the Cuban community now in Miami and New Jersey is split on this question, with the younger Cubans
yes.
wanting to have full relations with the island and wanting to be able to travel there, and the older Cubans still holding on to that animosity from
yep.
1959. But the older Cubans, they're passing on, and the younger Cubans coming up want change. So whether we have it now or we have it in the future, it's inevitable that it's going to happen.
You're right. It's going to happen. For among the reasons, the one you just mentioned precisely, now is the time. Obama is interested in change. This is one of the changes that I think is a foreign policy coup waiting to happen. I think the nation will honor any president that respectfully and honestly and honorably ends the blockade of Cuba. They will sell and buy from our farmers, our pharmaceuticals, our industries, our hardware, so much that they need. They're now buying it from Canada, from Spain, from Mexico, from China, from all around the world. They're only 90 miles away from our shores. And it would be less costly for them to buy, for example, rice from Mississippi or Alabama. Right now, our companies, our farmers, our agricultural people in the South are missing out on a tremendous opportunity for sales 90 miles offshore. So it's got to happen, ultimately. Now is the time. And I think if it's done now, we'll all be the beneficiaries for it.
7:11, 11 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. Reverend Lucius Walker from Pastors for Peace. He's been working on the whole embargo situation for years now, and he's an old friend. As a matter of fact, I once chipped in and paid for a court case that you were involved in.
Thank you.
Yeah, remember that? The embargo itself, can't you make a case that, okay, there seems to me you can make a two-prong case. Number one, that it's outlived its usefulness because Cuba is not, and really has never been, except for the missile crisis, has never been a threat to this country. They were involved in helping other insurgency groups in Latin America, but that's all gone, and it's been gone for a long time. Then the other thing is, if we want to herald democracy, the best ambassadors for that are the everyday average citizens from the United States of America.
Yes.
We're the best ones to have contact. And I think a lot of people, too, don't understand that the Cuban people like us, that they have nothing against us.
Right.
They just don't understand where our government's coming from.
Right.
Would you say that's true?
I think you're quite right. Although they have a better understanding of where our government is coming from than we citizens in the U.S. It's hard for us as citizens of the U.S. to think that our government would try to overthrow a country that is not at war with us, a country that really likes us, like Cuba. But the truth is that throughout Central America and much of South America, this is precisely what our government has been doing. And the average Cuban understands that better than we do. So they know that our government has a different interest than the average citizen. They think the U.S. people are wonderful. They love the U.S. people. But the government wants to change their form of economics and governance from socialism to capitalism and return both Cuban Americans and other Americans to Cuba with a preferential option for running their economy. And they don't like that.
Yeah, well, the 11 million people that are there are not really interested. I mean, I think everybody can understand this. I mean, it'd be like if, and I've used this example on the air a million times, it'd be like if the mayor of Havana stood up and told the mayor of Denver, this is what you need to do, and this will make things better. Well, our natural tendency would be to say, hey, get lost.
That's right. You're right. Precisely. In the last several decades, the U.S. has, in the last two decades anyway, we have tightened rather than relaxed the blockade. The Torricelli Law, the so-called Cuba Democracy Act,
right?
The Helms-Burton Bill, all of those bills tightened the blockade. I can give you a couple of examples. People may not know that if a ship goes from any country to Cuba, a Cuban port, then that ship cannot come to a U.S. port for 6 months. Now, when you consider the way commerce flows on the seas, it's not likely that any ship is going to have only cargo to deliver or pick up in Cuba and nowhere else. And the U.S. is the major port in the world, so that's a terrible blow on international maritime commerce. Another feature of this blockade, going beyond the travel issue, which is the one that we started with and which is something that ought to be allowed. But going beyond that, pharmaceuticals, any medical equipment or any other equipment beyond pharmaceuticals made anywhere in the world with any U.S. item in it, a screw, a spring, or some little part that's made in the U.S., but when the French produces, just use French as an example, that item, they can't sell it to Cuba according to U.S. law. U.S. diplomats visit their countries and threaten to withdraw U.S. Commerce from France if a company in France sells an item to Cuba that is made with any little part that has been produced in the U.S. I don't understand that. I think it's mean. I think it's not in our self-interest. I think it's punitive. It's what the Pope would call grossly immoral. And that's what this blockade does. I got to give you one more example because this one really sticks in my throat and it
sure.
hurts.
Go ahead.
Canada has a subsidiary of Heinz. Heinz based in Pittsburgh. They negotiated a $3 million contract with Cuba for the sale of baby food. Baby, B-A-B-Y, food.
Yeah.
The little stuff, you know, soft stuff in the jars, you know. U.S. State Department people visited Heinz, said if you don't withdraw, force your Canadian subsidiary to withdraw that contract, all of the stuff that you sell to the U.S. Army, the Navy, the Marines, we may find someplace else to buy that. And do you know that $3 million contract for baby food was canceled? That's an example of what this blockade does. So, listen, this bill, you know, H.R. 874 doesn't end all of that, But it's a step. It's a start in the right, right direction.
It is a start in the right direction. Now, you've already talked about people calling their legislators over this. And how do people get involved with Pastors for Peace?
I'd be happy to give our phone number and our email address.
Yeah, please do.
Phone number is 212-926-5757. 212-926-5757. Go to our website, which is IFCONews.org. IFCONews.org. IFCO is IFCO, the acronym for Interreligious Foundation for Community Organization. Our email address is ifco@igcorg.org.
Well, I miss talking to you. You're a very courageous man, and I think you're on the right side of history, and we'll see where this bill goes. I urge everybody to call and support the bill, and let's see where it goes, and then we'll have you back on for comment. And if the bill goes through, hey, listen, the first trip to Cuba is on me. Well, go see my friends.
Let me just say quickly that if you want to call, it's better to call the Washington office, I think, unless you know people in the local office of your congressman, and find the person on the staff who handles foreign affairs for the congressperson and say in that blockade. And that phone number in Washington is 201-225-3121.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Reverend Lucius Walker, courageous man. Hey, thank you for coming on the show.
Well, thank you for having me. It's been a blessing. God bless you.
And I'll see you in Havana.
Yes.
All right?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right. Great guy. 7:20, 20 minutes after 7. So call your legislators. Matter of fact, we've got Diana Gett coming on at 9. She's my representative. So I'm going to bring it up to her. Speaking of bringing up things, it is extremely slippery out there. Boy, I just can't tell you. And I know we get on the radio every single morning and say, please be careful. But this morning is extremely difficult. Right, John?
Well, it was a little bit earlier, Jay. I think some of that's already kind of melting off. But, yeah, you want to definitely be cautious on the surface streets, bridge ramps, and overpasses around town. Right, Jay?
Yep.
But the highways, just pretty wet right now. We're dealing with smaller volumes than we're normally seeing. That's why we like Fridays around here. Just the usual slow spots, southbound 25, 104th to 84th. Again, going to be a little bunched up there around Park Avenue, but speed still in the 40s and 50s through that stretch there. Southbound 225 and Aurora starting to fill up too, from Yosemite to 25 there in the Tech Center. Also starting to see more traffic heading eastbound across Highlands Ranch from University to Quebec on eastbound C-470. In the high country, chain laws in effect over the high mountain passes. Also got a closure of Burford Pass, avalanche control there. Also Loveland Pass shut down due to bad weather. And to the northeast of us, US 34 closed a mile west of the Colorado-Nebraska state line due to an accident. Your forecast, cloudy skies, cool with highs in the mid-30s, 40% chance of snow this evening.
Winter weather. It's hard on oil, which can be hard on your engine, which can be hard on you if it all breaks down. So don't put off an oil change and get stuck this winter. Go to Advance Auto Parts. They got 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a Purolator Premium Plus oil filter for only $15.99. And an air filter to help save some gas, and you're good to go until spring. Get to Advance and change your oil and filter for less before a breakdown costs you a whole lot more. Whatever you're working on, Advance Auto Parts can help you keep the wheels turning.
Hey, Tom Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM 760, Incredible Smiles. Are you embarrassed about your smile? You can do something about it. At Incredible Smiles, Dr. Lori Kemet blends technology, artistry, and personal care to enhance your smile and improve your dental health. Her team of professionals is known for their cosmetic results. They offer implants to replace missing teeth, fillings, crowns, cleans, partials, as well as dentures. Get your smile back at Incredible Smiles. For a complimentary consultation, call 303-77-SMILE or visit Incredible Smiles.
Tough economy doesn't need to affect your business's prosperity. Just maintain your current output while cutting back on fixed costs. Sound impossible? Then you haven't heard of 10 Till 2. 10 Till 2 is the cutting-edge staffing company that specializes in providing businesses just like yours with experienced, college-educated, part-time employees. No temps, no costly benefits, just skilled professionals. Visit 10till2.com. That's TENTILTWO.com. 10 Till 2. The time is now.
Hey, this is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver.
Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit IconLASIK.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Green is in, right? Dragonfly Eco Goods, Denver's newest green living store, is more than an in-store. It's a destination for the environmentally conscious shopper. With products like handmade jewelry made from 100-year-old bottles to cars that can be planted to bloom into wild flowers, you can find that perfect Valentine's gift for your eco-lover. Visit them at the corner of 32nd and Tejon, or save gas and earn karmic offset credits by shopping online at DragonflyEcoGoods.com. Dragonfly Eco Goods, making green a part of your life.
Per calendar month per customer. Limit one Staples Rewards account per address. For full details, visit staplesrewards.com.
We are having a political mudslinging contest because the Republicans think they won the election. What they're still hung up on is, do we have enough incentives? Do we have enough tax cuts? Are we doing enough for the top 2%? Folks, we went to that dance for the last 8 years, and they're still playing the same CD.
The Ed Schultz Show, mornings 10 to 1.
The American people are ready for some infrastructure investment.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Man, we want to lay some pipe.
And to hire a plumber. No, just kidding. Ooh, I love this song at 7:25. 25 minutes after 7 on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. Slight chance of a snow, high today 38. Jack it up, because it's Friday. Winwood are doing a full-blown U.S. tour, coming to the Pepsi Center. And, John, what's the date on that?
June 21st is what I saw.
And I bet you they'll do the song.
Dude, how hot is that? Clapton and Winwood?
Oh, yeah, man, I'm right there. Probably, with our luck, though, it'll be like on a weeknight. Because I don't know what June 23rd is. I may be out of the country, too, at that time. Can you believe that Stevie Winwood was only, like, 18 or 19 when he sang this song? Check those pipes out, man. I mean, okay. You know what? If you could sing like that when you're 18 years old, what a great song.
Oh, Jay, stop playing those old rock and roll music.
But, you know, some of it just never dies. And this is one of those songs. Don't you think, John?
Yeah, great song. One of my faves.
You can jam bad to this, can't you? All right, 727, 27 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Speaking of jamming this stuff, Steve Knopper is going to be up with our new music review coming up here shortly. And he's got a book out called Appetite for Self-Destruction, The Spectacular Crash of the Record Industry in the Digital Age. And John Turk, I think, is the last person that I know of on the planet that does not digitally download music. Am I right about that?
I digitally download, but I don't like not in the form that most people do. I go and grab like live bootlegs and stuff like that, but I don't, you know, I'm not on iTunes. I haven't stepped into that world yet. Probably never will.
Why?
Because, you know, I got everything. I got like 500 gigs worth of music on a hard drive.
But you can transfer it over.
Yeah, I know. But, man, that's hours, and it sounds like work to me.
No, it's not hours. You just download
it. Yeah, whatever, man. That's a long time to get all that stuff on the iPod.
You can't get all of it on there, but you can get a good portion of what you like.
You know, like I said, Stacy bought me an iPod for my birthday back in October, and I returned it.
Oh, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Okay, you know what? I'm buying you one for Christmas.
Okay. No, she got me like one of the 16 gig ones, or I think it was a 16 gig.
Right.
And I'm like, I just don't think that's enough. She's like, well, it's 10,000 songs. I'm like, that's not enough. Well, I need like the 100 gig one or whatever.
Well, you got to be selective in what you put in there. I mean, I've got the 100 gig one, and mine's almost full. But you got to be selective in what you put in there. But it's totally the way to go, man, because you can store all your music, not only in your iPod, but you can burn a backup. So you've got it all on DVD. I mean, not DVD, but CD-ROM. So you've got it all set together, and you're ready to go. I mean, it's just great.
No, I know. I mean, trust me, all my buddies are on it, but I just like we've talked about before, man. I don't like change. I like my CDs. You know, if I want to listen to something that's on my hard drive, I'll just dump it onto a CD.
But there's some change. There's some change though that you got to make.
Right. Yeah.
I mean,
like 15 years ago, I said I'm not going to use the internet.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm hanging on to my LPs. I'm never buying a CD again.
I have my LPs still.
Well, I do too. But okay. Are you listening to those or are you listening to your CDs?
I've been listening to my CDs lately, and streaming stuff. I stream stuff online as well.
Yeah, I do too. I download podcasts, which you can do here at am760.net. And anything you miss, you can go back and get it. Or if you want to tell a friend, hey, Jay had the Reverend Lucius Walker on. They were talking about Cuba. Here's where you go to get it. I mean, it's perfect. I mean, you can have everything you want in the world at your fingertips. So how can you lose?
I don't know. Just not into it. I like my 500 gig hard drive. It's a little box that has everything on it.
And but what happens if your hard
those iPods? You can lose them in a heartbeat.
Well, you can lose them on yours. You can lose them on yours too.
Yeah, if I dump like a soda on it. But I think I have a way higher probability of losing my iPod than I do of dishing like a 3-pound external hard drive.
I've never lost mine. Mine loads up just fine.
Well, I've had friends that live, close to downtown, and even in your neighborhood that have had their cars broken into and their iPods stolen. If I took all this time and put all my stuff on my iPod, I'd be devastated.
Yeah, but I don't leave my iPod in my car. Do you leave your iPod in your car? Do you leave anything in your car? I don't leave anything in my car because I don't trust anybody.
Right.
Well, no, seriously. I mean, you park your car on the side of the street. I mean, they're going to take whatever's in there. You leave anything in there. You leave CDs in there. I know people have had their entire CD. Well, didn't that happen to you a couple of years ago? Like they stole all your CDs or to a caller or something?
I've had my music stolen. Yeah, this was downtown by Coors Field. Broke in. I had like my entire reggae collection was in my car for some reason, which was a lot. I had a lot of it. And they took my entire collection. I was devastated.
So how burned were you at that?
Burned. Angry.
Okay. So the thing is, here's the thing. You don't leave it. You don't leave it in your car.
I know, but I bought my daughter one of those little, not an iPod, but I bought her like a little 4-gig MP3 player for Christmas. She hasn't lost it yet. Jay's playing with his.
Guess who this is? Can you guess?
Don't know. Sometimes I feel so happy.
Sometimes I feel so sad. Okay, you don't know who that is?
Nope.
That's Lou Reed live at Max's of Kansas City.
That's what I thought. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Okay, I got it right here on my iPod, man. I can listen to it anytime I want, even when I'm doing my radio show. All right, 7:32, 32 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. John with traffic.
Jay, it's really quiet out there. I thought we'd have a lot of more incidents this morning, but still no accidents on the freeway systems around Denver right now. Just the usual jams, but speeds are better than we're used to seeing on southbound 25 up in North Bend, again downtown. 225 also in decent shape moving across Aurora. Going to hit some heavy volumes there from Colfax to Alameda. And again, after Yosemite approaching the tech center, but speeds in the 40s still at least as you're making that trip. Also a little heavy westbound 76 and eastbound 270 heading into downtown. downtown. In the high country, different situations, some winter driving conditions. Berthoud Pass closed due to avalanche control. Loveland Pass shut down, have adverse weather up there. Also, chain laws in effect eastbound at the tunnel, over Vail Pass, and westbound at the Vail Pass, too. So we do have some patchy ice out there in the Denver metro, mostly on the bridges, ramps, and overpasses. Your forecast?
Oh, there goes your iPod.
That was a text from on my phone. I wonder who that is. Your forecast, mostly cloudy and chilly with a chance for a few flurries around Denver, Boulder, and Fort Collins this evening. Our afternoon highs will be in the mid-30s. Right now, 29 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Today's Valentine's Flower Fact by 1-800-Flowers.com. 45% of adults believe a romantic kiss is one of the most meaningful.
Hi, I need an oil change.
We don't do that, but we can rebuild your engine.
But I need an oil change.
Okay, we'll rotate your tires.
Getting what you need isn't always as easy as it should be. So it's nice to know that with Radio Shack's helpful advice and great selection of phones and plans, you'll get exactly what you're looking for.
Oh, you know what would look killer? Racing stripes.
Get the Samsung Rappel from AT&T free with qualifying new two-year agreement and messaging unlimited plan at Radio Shack.
Good through 2/14/09, subject to credit approval, $36 activation, and $175 early termination fees. Restrictions apply.
This is Mark Spee, CEO of Rent-A-Center. Whatever your credit situation, Rent-A-Center has quality brand name merchandise, Ashley Furniture, Whirlpool Appliances, Sony TVs, without credit or credit checks. And we back it all with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Visit Rent-A-Center or rentacenter.com or call 1-800-205-2005 right now and start enjoying quality products without credit today.
Money back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
The Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center in Denver offers adult education and tutoring classes to help support and nurture families in need. Classes include parenting skills, anger management, and ways to reduce domestic violence. There are also courses in English as a second language and computer training. Free adult computer classes are available Monday through Thursday between noon and 2 p.m. The Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center is a major support system for families in the metro area. The Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center is located in Denver at 29th and High Streets. For more information about the Salvation Army Red Shield, call 303-295-2107. That's 303-295-2107. Or stop by the Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center at 29th and High Streets. The Salvation Army Red Shield, doing the most good.
Announces Employee Pricing Plus Plus. Now everyone gets our employee price, plus generous cash allowances on most 09 models. Plus, qualified buyers can get low APR financing through Chrysler Financial. Get to your local Jeep dealer today.
Management is responsive, and they're local, because they've been that way since 1982. Rocky's Autos, open Monday through Saturday, 9 p.m., 9 in the morning until 8 in the evening. 9 in the morning till 8 in the evening. Rocky's Autos, check them out. Save some money. Do the right thing. 63rd and Federal.
Hi, honey.
Hi, Mom.
I couldn't wait to see your and Tom's new house. Oh, it's just lovely.
We love it.
Your dad and I wanted to help you get settled in and know this check will be put to good use.
Wow, you shouldn't have. This will really help us on the improvements we want to make.
And we know just the place to get started. Dad and I want to take you both to the Colorado Garden and Home Show. We've been going there for years, and it's helped us turn our house into a home.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go.
Don't miss the 50th anniversary Colorado Garden and Home Show, February 7th through the 15th at the Colorado Convention Center. Research, compare, and buy thousands of products and services at Colorado's largest home and garden marketplace. Stroll through acres of landscape gardens full of blooming flowers. Enjoy the swashbuckling annex in the secret garden of Pirates Cove Entry Garden. Discount tickets on sale at TicketsWest.com and King Supers. Presented by Bank of the West, GMC, the Denver Post, and 9 News.
No, just a few more minutes.
Not getting enough sleep? It may be time for a new Serta mattress. Come to the President's Day Serta mattress event at Sam's Club. From February 12th to 16th, you'll receive a Sam's Club gift card worth up to $100 when you purchase select Serta mattresses. That means a better night's sleep and additional savings on name brand essentials. Oh, sound familiar? Visit Sam's Club from February 12th to 16th for the President's Day Serta mattress event and save.
That's Jared.
Hi, I'm Jane Seymour.
My mother used to say, always keep your heart open.
It's the only way to give and receive love. Those words inspired my new Open Hearts jewelry collection.
And now, you are invited to see the Open Hearts by Jane Seymour jewelry collection at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Priced from just under $40 to $1,200.
When your heart is open, love will always find its way in.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
Way more. And I'm a rambling man.
I've been down the Mississippi.
Well, I can still hit that post.
Down through New Orleans.
7:39, 39 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Slight chance of a snow, high today 38. And still cloudy out there, but the chance of snow is only about 10%. All right, it's time for a new music review with Steve Knopper. Steve Knopper is the local author, but he's an author of the best-selling nationwide book, Appetite for Self-Destruction, The Spectacular Crash of the Record Industry in the Digital Age. He's also a contributing editor for Rolling Stone, and is also one of the important members, one of the integral members of the Propane Daisies, who played on this show, and we plan to have him back real soon. Steve, good morning, and welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jay. Thanks for having me.
By the way, do you use an iPod? Do you digitally download?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have an iPod, and I just got an iPhone. So, yeah, I'm walking around with the earbuds in my ears all the time. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, we can't get Turk to we can't convince him to change over.
Why?
Because he doesn't like it. He claims that, well, no, he's got a bunch of reasons for not wanting to do it. I mean, is there anybody left except John Turk on the planet here who doesn't use digital music?
Yeah, you know, judging from the radio interviews that I've done for my book, there's a lot of people who still like to go into the old-fashioned record store and flip through the racks and have CD collections and stuff like that, too. And I'm one of them. I like to have both things. But,
yeah, me too.
I can see his point.
Yeah, me too. I like to have both also. And if anything, I miss album cover artwork.
Yeah, that's definitely a problem in the digital age. Although, you know, it's getting easier and easier with iTunes if you have a big computer screen to sort of put the giant artwork on your screen. And I kind of like doing that, but you're right, it's not the same feeling at all.
And iTunes was supposed to cut their pricing, but I haven't seen that happen yet.
I haven't really paid attention to see whether it's happened. I know that some songs were supposed to be 69 cents and some were supposed to be $1.29, but I haven't explored it enough to actually see if they followed through on that.
Yeah, I look at it and I haven't seen it yet, but maybe it's happened in the last couple of weeks and I just haven't noticed. All right, let's talk about some new releases here.
Sure.
And a lot of these names are unfamiliar to not only me, but a lot of other people. This one sounds pretty intriguing. Lily Allen?
Yes. Lily Allen, she is a British singer-songwriter, and, you know, she's one of those young, budding stars who kind of goes out to the clubs and gets drunk and has feuds, and, you know, she's in that sort of the same deal as Lindsay Lohan and some of the others, but not as bad, certainly, as Amy Winehouse, her fellow country person in England. But she delivers the goods. Her second album is called It's Not Me, It's You, and you sort of have to buy into her personality. She has a bit of a kind of quirky, squeaky voice, but the songs are really good, and there's a nice kind of feel to it. And once you buy into her personality and you realize that she's ripping on all her old boyfriends for not being good in bed and, you know, kind of complaining about various things, you buy into it, and it's kind of fun. I really like this one song, Not Fair.
All right, we're going to hear
the F-word in it that I like a lot.
Oh, it has the F-word in it?
Yes, it does, so you can't play that one.
We were just about to play it.
Oh, no, there's a different one. I told John a different one, I think.
Well, you know what? I mean, I hear there are jobs in Minnesota this time of the year. I should have just played it.
We can
play
it next round.
All right, who would you, you said Amy Winehouse. Would that be the only comparison you would use?
No, I mean, musically, I don't think she sounds at all like Amy Winehouse. I would say, you know, oddly enough, this may be a weird comparison, but this album reminds me of The Kinks. It's got that kind of quirky kind of, like from some of those great old Kinks albums like Something Else or the Village Green Preservation Society, where there's sort of an old-fashioned feel to it. There's kind of a bouncy, country-ish old feel to the songs, and yet what she's saying is modern, and it sounds very modern and very rock and roll at the same time.
All right, how's it selling, you know?
Actually, it came out this week, so we don't know yet. But she challenged her fans to try to make it number one in the U.S. because that was a dream of hers. I don't know how that's going to go, but it's easier than it used to be to hit number one. You don't have to sell 3 million copies anymore.
No, that's true. All right, how about Indy.Ari?
Yeah, her name is India Ari, and she's somewhat well known locally because she was born in Denver. And she's 10 years ago they used to call her kind of music neo soul. So I don't know what neo soul plus 10 years later would be called, but she has this album called Testimony Volume 2, Love and Politics, and she's very melodic. She's soothing. She's melodic. The album is about love and politics, not particularly, she's not really challenging you with her politics. She's just sort of saying, you know, love is stronger than hate kind of thing. But there are a few songs on here that are really nice sounding, kind of chill out with a glass of wine, kind of soul music. And great voice.
All right, so is she the soul equal of Diana Krall or whatever her name is?
Yeah, kind of like Diana Krall. Diana Krall's a little bit more jazzy. And I would put Indy.Ari sort of in the category of, Erykah Badu, Marvin Gaye, maybe if you want to go back farther, Lauryn Hill, D'Angelo, those kind of sort of straight down the middle soul singers.
7:44, 44 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Steve Knopper with us. It's our new music review. Okay, you know what? You're going to have to do this guy's name because I can't pronounce it.
Yeah, I actually had to look it up again. Jorma Kaukonen. He is the former guitarist for the Jefferson Airplane and Hot Tuna, and has been a solo singer-songwriter for years and years. Actually, more a singer than a songwriter, but he's kind of a blues guy. You know, he has his roots from his time in the 60s in blues, but he has a new album called River of Time. Really gentle record, very, very nice sounding, covers the Reverend Gary Davis, an old blues guy, a song called There's a Bright Side Somewhere. He covers a Merle Haggard song, More Than My Old Guitar.
Oh, yeah, sure, I remember that one.
Yeah, yeah, I think of these three albums, I think, Jay, you would probably like this one the best. It's a lot of old classic blues and country blues standards. Again, very gentle, very nice sounding. My critique of Jorma over the years, and I've listened to a few of his things, is that I wish he would challenge himself more. I wish he would try to do something a little different and go a little bit more out there, because he's an amazingly good guitarist, as most fans of classic rock know. And I really think that he has the talent to be able to do something a little different. And instead, he stays very much in his comfort zone, and not only in his own comfort zone, but in the classic blues and country comfort zone. Again, nothing wrong with that, but a lot of people do this, and I really think that he could distinguish himself from the pack more than he does.
Well, that's kind of his signature, right?
It is his signature. So you know, maybe it's unfair to try to push him out of his signature, because he's very, very good at it. And it's a good album. It's got a nice feel to it. Again, it's a chill-out album, I think. But I just think he has the talent to be able to break some new ground, like he did many years ago with the Jefferson Airplane, and he's sort of he's gotten away from that many years ago. So it may just be me.
Well, you know, I may not be you. I mean, because if you're like me, well, you're more hip on the current stuff. But if you're like me, I have really eclectic taste. Like lately, I've been listening to T-Bone Burnett.
Yeah, yeah, he's great.
So I mean, and then I'll go from that to Kris Kristofferson. So
right.
So, you know, I mean, my taste in there is pretty eclectic. All right.
I guess what I'm saying is Jorma is just a bit too conservative musically for me, and I wish he'd be a little more radical. It's the age of Obama, man.
Well, all right. You want radical? Let's play some music from the late Albert Eiler.
Yeah. Now you're talking.
Can you imagine playing atonal jazz on this radio station?
I thought you were serious.
I am serious. People would go, oh, take off all that screaming and honking and all that stuff.
I like Albert Eiler. I mean, you have to be in the right mood.
How about John Laurie and the Lounge Lizards?
Yeah, he's good too, but I actually think he's a little bit more accessible than Albert Eiler is.
Well, yeah, because Albert Eiler's taking a dirt nap. Laurie's alive, but he's quit music for some reason, and he also won't give interviews because I've tried to interview him.
Oh, really? That's interesting. I'm surprised at that. Didn't he appear in a movie not too long, maybe 10, 15 years ago with Tom Waits? I'm trying to remember which one.
Oh, yeah, Down by Law.
Yeah, great movie. Yeah, yeah. My wife and I rented that on Netflix a few weeks ago.
Yeah, he's been in a lot of films, including Paris, Texas, and a bunch of
right.
them. But before we go here, do you know or have any inside knowledge as to why he quit music?
No, I really don't. I just know him from that movie and just peripherally his music. I followed his career, but I haven't really caught up on his bio.
This strange guy, isn't he?
Yes, strange. And that's a good thing for his music, for sure. He's eclectic.
Well, I'll bring in some Albert Eiler next week and we'll play it.
Yeah.
All right.
Can I put in a plug for the Propane Daisies?
Sure, go ahead.
Monday night, my 40th birthday, 6:45 p.m. at the D-Note in Arvada, Colorado. Our band's playing a gig, so maybe I'll see you there.
It's your 40th birthday?
Yeah.
You're too old for rock and roll, dude.
I know, sorry about that.
All right,
I got gray hair and everything.
I know it. The Propane Daisies in Aurora, Colorado. Where is that again?
It is. It's in Arvada, Colorado.
Oh, Arvada. I'm sorry. Where is that again?
It is. The exact address is 7519 Grandview Avenue in Arvada.
All right. Tickets on sale now, right?
Exactly. Get them at the door.
There you go. Hey, Steve, thanks. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Jay. I enjoyed it.
Okay, me too. All right, there's Steve Knopper with the new music review, and then we threw in some other stuff in there that has nothing to do with new music. I don't know. We have any John Laurie fans out there, and I don't know why he quit music, and he's really reclusive too, which is something I'd like to do. I'd like to be really reclusive like that and be able to just kind of, like, be reclusive, like my favorite filmmaker, Chris Marker, who I've written twice, sent emails to, saying, well, I'm going to be in Paris. Could I meet you? And you could sign your book of photography. And I get no answer back. All right, 7:50, 50 minutes after the hour here, AM 760 Progressive Talk. We will get an answer from John Turk on traffic.
Jay, traffic's looking really good around the city. Friday's normally light, and today's no exception. The snow overnight has pretty much melted on the freeway systems around Denver and Boulder and even in Aurora. Decent speeds on 225, even on southbound 25 coming out of North Glen and Thornton. Usually it's stop-and-go conditions. Right now I'm seeing speeds in the 30s and 40s. Just one crash up in the high country I'm hearing about, eastbound I-70 east of Copper Mountain. It is on the right-hand shoulder. They have reopened Loveland Pass. Berthoud Pass still shut down for avalanche control. Winter driving conditions in the high country today on 70. Do look out for patchy ice, basically between Georgetown and Vail. We are working chain laws in effect eastbound at Vail, westbound over Vail Pass 2, and on the eastbound approach up to the Eisenhower Tunnel. Your forecast, cloudy skies, cool with highs in the mid-30s, 40% chance of snow this evening, most of that falling to the west of I-25. Your current downtown temperature, 30 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Come into Safeway and discover 5,000 ways you can save using your club card. To learn more about Safeway club card specials and all the...
Hey, thinking about starting a big home improvement project? Don't do it yourself. Trust a name that has more than 30 years experience. Hi, Tom Hartman here, and I want to talk to you about AAA Home Improvements. AAA is a full-service home improvement company specializing in pop-ups, additions, kitchens, and basements. They handle it all from start to finish, but don't take my word for it. Read what their satisfied customers have said at aaahomeimprovements.com. AAA Home Improvements, 720-981-4269. 720-981-4269.
Hi, Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud supporter of AM 760. Did you know that electricity rates have gone up by 38% in the last year? Why not lock in low electricity prices for life by going solar? Let Independent Power Systems show you how rebates and tax incentives pay for up to 60% of a solar system. That's nearly $25,000 off. Independent Power Systems reminds you that the XL solar rebate won't last forever. Act now before the opportunity to save up to 60% on solar ends. Call Independent Power Systems at 303-443-0115 for a free solar assessment from the Coors Field Solar Experts. Going solar is easy. Let Independent Power Systems show you how. Call 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. Or visit Independent Power Systems online at solarrips.com. SOLARIPS AM760.com.
I'm Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM760, Incredible Smiles. Are you embarrassed about your smile? You can do something about it. At Incredible Smiles, Dr. Lori Kemet blends technology, artistry, and personal care to enhance your smile and improve your dental health. Her team of professionals is known for their cosmetic results. They offer implants to replace missing teeth, fillings, crowns, cleans, partials, as well as dentures. Get your smile back at Incredible Smiles. For a complimentary consultation, call 303-77-SMILE or visit IncredibleSmiles.com.
Green is in, right? Dragonfly Eco Goods, Denver's newest green living store, is more than an in-store. It's a destination for the environmentally conscious shopper. With products like handmade jewelry made from 100-year-old bottles to cars that can be planted to bloom into wild flowers, you can find that perfect Valentine's gift for your eco-lover. Visit them at the corner of 32nd and Tejon, or save gas and earn karmic offset credits by shopping online at DragonflyEcoGoods.com. Dragonfly Eco Goods, making green a part of your life.
Why don't you know, they should let Michael Spear or myself do that.
That was when I knew we were in trouble.
Yeah, I mean, nobody's a bigger dog than I am. You could stand up there, too.
That's right. But really, the markets aren't doing a lot. And I think a lot of it, Jay, is because they're waiting to see some really meat on the bones on the stimulus package. And also the group of seven, you know, the G7, are meeting in Rome today. And they're, one of the things they're going to discuss is rules for the global financial markets.
Yeah, which we should get some interesting information out of that. Okay, if I'm out there and I have a portfolio, I'm an investor, or I'm stashing money away for my retirement, and the boat's rocking like crazy, I'm insecure, I don't know what to do, all those people have to do, or anybody who's in that shape, is come to Presidential Brokerage, and you guys don't arm twist. You just tell them what you think, and you find out what their needs are, and you can help them out, correct?
That's right. Come in, have a cup of coffee, tell us what you're trying to accomplish, and let us see if there's something that we can, ideas out there that can help you accomplish what you're trying to achieve with your money, because that's really the premise we start on. But give us a call. Any of the fine folks here, including Lauren Levy, would love to talk to you. And what can I say? We're looking to do stuff outside the market.
What you can say is that you guys have practical yet out of the box ideas, and you've got stuff, shortcuts. I don't want to use the term shortcuts, but wise investment moves that a lot of brokers just don't think about. 303-749-2770. That's 303-749-2770. Marla, have a good weekend.
Hey, you too, Jay. Have a great Valentine's Day and a good President's Day.
You got it. Thanks so much. All right, there's Marla Mason with Presidential Brokerage. AM 760, Progressive Talk, 756, Jay Marvin.
TopDot is a licensed mortgage banker. Rates based on an APR of 6.99%.
The following is a special report from TopDot Mortgage. In today's top story, a toll-free hotline has been established to help all homeowners who are stuck in adjustable rate or high interest rate mortgages. The federal government has just raised the allowable loan limits on federally insured FHA 30-year fixed rate mortgages, with fixed rates starting as low as 5%. Homeowners are urged to call now and take advantage of these FHA government-insured loans. Call now. 1-800-400-1389. Again, a toll-free hotline has been established for all homeowners in adjustable rate or high interest rate mortgages with less than perfect credit. These programs are only available for a limited time. And again, your credit score may not even be a factor. So call now. That toll-free number again is 1-800-400-1389. That's 1-800-400-1389. 1-800-400-1389.
This is Ed McCaffrey, and I'm talking today with Dr. Jennifer Clark, podiatrist and Goodfeet Medical Director. Dr. Clark, what's the most common request you get from Goodfeet customers?
Lots of people ask for something soft and spongy to put in their shoes. One man actually had 5 of those drugstore gel cushions in his shoes when he walked through the door, and his feet were still killing him.
So what did you tell him?
I told him all those gel cushions weren't helping him one bit. I explained that to remove the pressure causing pain, he needed support, not padded cushions. A cushion might provide some momentary relief, but for long-term relief, nothing beats Goodfeet Arch Support.
Did he give Goodfeet a try?
Yes, he did. And even before he left the store, his pain was gone.
Get up to $50 off your purchase of the Good Feet Arch Support System during Good Feet's winter sale. But time's running out. The sale ends February 28th. Call 1-877-620-3338 for the store nearest you. That's 877-620-FEET for Good Feet, America's number one arch support.
Minutes after the hour here, AM 760 of Progressive Talk. Slight chance of snow. High today, 38. Warmer than I thought it was going to be. All right, Jay Marvin, you're coming up next. Christy Harvey from where it's really cold, Anchorage, Alaska.
Are you planning on getting liposuction in your hips and thighs? If so, researchers at the University of Colorado Denver School of Medicine are recruiting healthy pre- and postmenopausal women between the ages of 35 to 60 who wish to have liposuction of their hips and thighs. Research suggests that storing fat in different parts of the body affects our metabolism differently. Right now, the University of Colorado Denver is conducting a study on how a woman's metabolism is altered after fat has been removed from her hips and thighs. Benefits of participating in the research study include testing for diabetes, body fat, cholesterol, and bone density. Study volunteers will also receive a discounted surgery and postoperative care package at the University of Colorado Hospital and monetary compensation for participating in the research study. If you or someone you know is considering hip or thigh liposuction and would like to learn about the study, please call 720-848-7557. Again, if you or someone you know is considering liposuction, call the FLAIR study at 720-848-7557.
For a free trial, call 1-800-900-1741. That's 1-800-900-1741.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. Now on your iPhone and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Almost 12 hours after a deadly plane crash in a Buffalo suburb, the crash site is still smoldering. Federal safety investigator Steve Chelander says his people can't even get close to the debris from Continental Flight 3407.
We are still battling a hot spot. We believe we've got a natural gas leak within the scene.
All 49 people on board the commuter flight from Newark were killed. One person in the home also died.
The house is completely leveled and the tail of the plane is protruding from the ground.
You could see a red glow over the trees. Massive flames about 50 to 100 feet up in the air.
It was on a flat trajectory. The left wing was slightly tilted down. The nose of the plane was down.
The early show's Dave Price tells us families of the victims were taken to a senior citizen center.
The mood inside has been described as somber, somewhat numb, very quiet, with some tears. But so many people here this morning just wondering what has happened. They came to the airport last night waiting to pick someone up. And this morning they find themselves in the depths of grief.
It was a cold night in Buffalo with rain and snow, but aviation expert Peter Goltz says the weather is only one possible cause.
Everything is on the table until you really start to eliminate them.
CBS News correspondent Nancy Cordes.
The aircraft that was involved in this crash, a Bombardier Q400 turboprop, actually has a fairly good safety record. It has never been involved in a fatal accident in this country. The actual airplane that was involved only came into service last year.
WCBS's Marla Diamond tells us one of the victims on the plane was a 9/11 widow, Beverly Eckert.
She fought for intelligence reform in Washington, and she also fought to get first responders better help and more information in New York City when they go into burning buildings.
A man flying from New Orleans to Buffalo was spared because he was late making connections in Newark. The economic stimulus bill could clear the House today, then the Senate by tomorrow.
Most economists agree people who are poor are more likely to spend any new money they get right away, and the stimulus bill has a fair number of programs aimed at them. The working American's tax credit is refundable, meaning those earning too little to owe income tax get that money. Unemployment insurance is being increased and extended, and some of it will be tax-free. Food stamps are increased, and people on Social Security and disability will get $250 extra.
CBS News congressional correspondent Bob Fuss. Overseas, Iraqi police say a female suicide bomber blew blew up a tent filled with women and children resting on a pilgrimage to the Shiite holy city of Kabul. Officials say 40 people were killed. State officials have ordered a recall of everything shipped from a Plainview, Texas peanut plant where inspectors found dead rodents, rodent droppings, and bird feathers. The plant is owned by the same company that was blamed for a deadly salmonella outbreak. In early trading, the Dow Industrials are down 25 points. This is CBS News.
I love you.
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 However you say it, make sure you're heard. This Valentine's Day, Zales can help you say I love you like never before. With diamond gifts starting at the incredible price of just $99. Delight your love with a piece of jewelry that sparkles as much as she does. And discover for yourself the amazing values that Zales offers. Love rocks at Zales, America's diamond store since 1924.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents a word from the hood of your car.
Hey, don't worry about your engine, because I got it covered.
Yeah, well, you are the hood, but I'm still going to my Ford dealer.
All right, road trip.
Yeah, the Works Fuel Saver package is only $29.95 or less after a mail-in rebate.
Peanuts.
Oil change, tire rotation, multi-point inspection.
I can't beat that, although I do know a guy.
No, thanks.
Taxes, diesel, and disposal fee extra. See your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership for $10 rebate details through 33109.
Good morning, I'm Karen Trinidad with an AM 760 local news update. A wet drive in parts of the metro area this morning.
It's basically causing some wet roads, maybe some icy spots on bridges and ramps.
CDOT's Brian Jordan says you'll find some wet roads as you drive through the Tech Center and Monument Hill. A few school closures coming in this morning, but they're all outside of the metro area. Frenchman RE3 is closed. Holyoke RE1J is closed. Lone Star 101 is closed. Pikes Peak Christian Schools have a delayed opening, and Platte Valley RE3 is on a 2-hour delay. Not what you might expect in a high school newspaper. The latest issue at the Arapo High School features an article detailing the dating and sexual experiences of some of the students.
I think that it's offensive to girls, and I think that it portrays our school in a bad way.
That student spoke to 9 News. A spokeswoman with the Littleton School says the staff at the Arapo Herald followed all of the guidelines, so no one will be disciplined. Former President Bill Clinton wants to bring back the Fairness Doctrine, or something like it, to bring some balance back to the airwaves. He told AM 760's Mario Solis Marish, this is a serious time, and we need more than petty politics and entertainment.
There's always been a lot of big money to support the right-wing talk shows, and let's face it, you know, Rush Limbaugh is fairly entertaining, even when he's saying things that I think are ridiculous.
You can hear the interview with President Clinton tonight just after 5 on AM 760, or catch it on our website on am760.net. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Karen Trinidad. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Where, as you heard, you're going to find a few slick spots, but most of those are on the surface streets where we do have a couple different crashes, Colfax and Chambers, another one in Aurora. This one's at Smith and Airport. We're looking at slow speeds for northbounders on 2 1/4 coming up on Parker Road past Iliff. Now, in the high country, Loveland Pass had been closed for about half the overnight, most of the morning, up till about right now. They just reopened it. However, chain laws are going to be in effect for the big rigs. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Valentine's Day is this Saturday. Day, and King Supers has everything you need to make your sweetie smile. Pick up a dozen fresh roses or a Valentine's Day.
Green is in, right? Dragonfly Eco Goods, Denver's newest green living store, is more than an in-store. It's a destination for the environmentally conscious shopper. With products like handmade jewelry made from 100-year-old bottles to cards that can be planted to bloom into wildflowers, you can find that perfect Valentine's gift for your eco-lover. Visit them at the corner of 32nd and Tejon, or save gas and earn karmic offset credits by shopping online at DragonflyEcoGoods.com. Dragonfly Eco Goods, making green a part of your life.
VietnamVeterans.org and connect to others who are going through the same thing.
Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay
Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
806, 6 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. How are going to be 38? So it's going to be a lot better than it is now. Not only that, but there's only about a 10% chance of snow. So hopefully, with a little bit of luck, we have cheated the rest of it. Okay, let's go to the phones. She usually comes from way up north, but today she is in Washington, D.C. Christy Harvey, you know her resume. We've repeated it a million times. Do you want me to repeat it a million more, your resume?
How are you?
Okay. Do you want me to repeat your resume a million more times?
Nah, that's okay. It's I talk about stuff. How's that? That's a better
one. Well, okay. Well, for those people who are new to the show, and we hope there are some of those, give a brief thumbnail sketch of your entire life.
Absolutely. I was born in there. I work for the Center for American Progress and the Center for American Progress Action Fund. And it's a think tank, and what I do is translate. And I take all of the smart studies that we're doing and the intellectual blog posts and things like that, and basically I translate it so that when I tell my mom about it, she understands. And I get to do that for a living. It's very fun.
Or when you tell me about it. Because
I tell you about it and everybody. And so we try and find things that are, you know, newsworthy and have relevance to people, but are also part of the bigger picture.
Okay, and usually you come from Anchorage, Alaska. What in the world are you doing in Washington, D.C.?
I know. Well, I try and come back since I live there but work here. I try and come back every 3 months. And so far I haven't been back for 4.5, so this was a long-awaited trip. And I'm back in Washington for a week just to touch base, and I've got some employees here, and you know, it's good to plug in to the whole culture and find out what everybody's doing.
Oh, I thought you were there to try to apply for the Commerce Secretary's job.
Well, I should. That poor job. I have no idea what they're going to do with it next. No idea.
Now, all right, let's talk about that, because that's like the big story here.
Sure.
So Judd Gregg, so he signs on to this deal. He goes, okay, fine, I'll accept this position. Then he doesn't like the stimulus package, so he says, well, I have to withdraw my nomination. Now, as I understand the way this works, I understand that Congress and the president, they're the ones who formulate all this stuff, and then they reach an agreement, or sometimes they don't reach an agreement.
Right.
Now, Mr. Judd would have to carry out some of this stuff, but it's just like any other job. When you sign on, you know, you got to follow what the boss says, and there's a component of this which makes it not like every other job, and that is that the President of the United States is asking you to do this job. So what in the world is this guy up to?
I don't know. And the thing is, he just keeps saying, I've had a change of heart. I made a mistake in agreeing. I am wondering, because there was a study that came out, or questions that came out about tax viability of people in Congress after we saw tax problems fell, both Tom Daschle and hurt Tim Geithner. And so there is rumor here that there could be some sort of tax problem or issue like that that is really at the heart of this. But unless there is a problem like that, this is really a bizarre way to end a nomination like this. It just doesn't really make a lot of sense because, as you just said, you know, he could have had a stronger hand in crafting this stimulus package. And it just seems to be a politically motivated decision to withdraw. It seems to be a publicity stunt to accept and withdraw, and it doesn't seem to make any sense. It's just weird. What do you think? Do you think that there's something behind all of this?
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, this is what I predict is going to happen.
Okay.
And I have a cracked crystal ball, so don't take this to the bank. But if I had to guess, Judd Gregg knew what Obama was all about.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew what the deal was before he took the job.
Right.
Because I can't believe that President Obama didn't sit down with him and say, look, this is what I believe. This is what I think we ought to do. Are you okay with that? Does that make you uncomfortable? Because if it does make you uncomfortable, then, you know, let's not go any further.
Right.
And,
exactly.
And Judd Gregg probably said, okay, well, yeah, I, as long as you're willing to compromise, I can get involved in this. Then all of a sudden he withdraws. Okay, what I think is going to happen is the right wing is going to have a field day with this, and they're going to go crazy over it. And
right.
Even the conventional media is going to go setback for Obama, and they're going to go all that stuff. And then you know what's going to end up happening? They're going to find some tax problem or something else going on.
Exactly. It's not what it seems because, like you said, not even if they just had a personal sit-down, if you listened to any of Barack Obama's campaign speeches in the last 2 years, you know where he stands
sure.
in the economy.
Yeah. So why did Greg take the job? And plus, he was also under scrutiny this week from which you point out on MikeCheck.org from the Congressional Black Caucus and the Latino group, which expressed concerns about Judd Gregg running the census. And that's a pretty interesting aspect to look at.
Exactly. No, you're right there, too. And, you know, it was a very controversial nomination also because there was question about who would then replace him and was there a deal cut to make it a Republican so that it wouldn't upset the balance of power in the Senate. So I think there's going to be a lot more to this. But the real shame is that this is such an important position. You know, especially with commerce and the economy as it is, it's one of the last pieces of the economic team puzzle that Barack Obama is desperately trying to fill so that he can move on with this. And so, you know, if this guy wasn't on board, not only should he have not signed up in the first place, we're probably better off without him, quite frankly.
You know something else, too? This leads me to believe that as much as Barack Obama, and Krugman talks about this morning in his column in the New York Times, as much as Barack Obama wants to be bipartisan and wants to include everybody, I really believe this. These guys on the right, I'm not saying all conservatives, but I'm saying the talking head conservatives, Boehner and the rest of these folks and Greg and all of them, they don't want to be bipartisan. They don't want things to succeed. What they want to do is they want things to fail. So because they believe that as being their ticket back into power. So what they're doing is they're sabotaging as much as they can the progress of the stimulus package, stripping out of it everything they can get out of it, pushing the old formula of tax cuts, and they're putting themselves and their party first and the United States of America last, which I find ironic because that used to be their big thing against Democrats.
Well, right, and it's not only is it not patriotic, I think it's not a very good trick because I think people are on to them. You know, it's they're not doing it very well. If you're going to do sabotage, you have to be diabolical about it. And they're just being more like the Keystone Cops and doing it in such an obvious fashion that I don't think there's going to be a lot of public patience for their shenanigans and their tricks and them trying to obstruct everything. And I was talking to an economist when I was back here this week, and he said something very interesting that I really liked about the stimulus package and what the right wing is doing to it. You have this stimulus package, and the point of the stimulus package is to put money back into the economy. That is the bottom line. The economy has faltered. It has ground to a halt. You have to jumpstart it with this money. And so for all of these Republicans and right-wingers who are saying, we want to take all of the spending out of it, he said was like saying, you know what, I just took up jogging. I'm trying to lose weight. I just took up jogging, and the best news is I found a really short shortcut through the neighborhood, so it only takes 5 minutes.
Well,
instead of the point, which is to put this money back in.
Well, it's a spending bill, and you know something else too that's just hypocritical. These guys can yell all they want about too much spending, but they kept their mouths shut for 8 years, and now look at the deficit; it's a whopper.
Right.
So wait a minute. All of a sudden now they're running around with this fiscal responsibility. You know what they're doing? I'll go back to what I said earlier, and I really believe this. What they're doing is they're looking for any way, and Rush Limbaugh just articulated it. They're looking for any way to make this guy fail because they got their butts kicked so bad in the election that they face the prospect of being a Southern old white people's party, that they're trying any way they can to grab a foothold, and they're not thinking about the average person who's out there who's lost their job or is going to lose their home. In fact, I'll go even a step further by saying that I don't think they really care or like those people.
Oh, no, absolutely. That's not the point. The point is to win the game, not to fix the country.
Right.
You know, I don't even think that they care about the party in general. I think they just are all basically out for their own power grabs. And it's the political gamemanship of Washington that they care about, not whether or not you keep your job at Caterpillar.
Yeah, I think that's exactly it. All right, now, do you want a shocker? This hasn't made much of the mainstream media, but I saw it.
Okay.
I saw it on the AP wire. Do you know the latest automaker that wants a bailout?
Oh, dear. Who is that?
Nissan.
based on?
They want money from taxpayers.
Where did this come from?
Well, how do they expect? I mean, do they in their real minds expect that you and I and the taxpayers of this country, which we are going to give them money? Okay, they can make the case that there are American jobs at stake here, but
right.
Come on. You know, that's for the Japanese government and the Japanese people to dig into their pockets to prop up Nissan in the United States, Nissan North America. It's not up to us to do it.
That is pretty wild. I had not seen that yet. But, you know, why not put your hand out when the government has been, you know, especially under the Henry Paulson regime of from the Treasury, just been handing out the money. Did you watch The Bankers, by the way, this week?
Yeah, I did. Hang on.
The Capitol Hill?
Yeah, hang on a second, and we'll come back with that because I got
okay.
Because I'm you know how radio goes, time constraints. 8:18, 18 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Turk takes traffic.
Jay, traffic is not bad on the highways around Denver. We do have a couple surface street crashes though that might get in your way. In Aurora, one at Colfax and Chambers, also just a little bit further east of there, one at Smith and Airport Road. The rest of the drive, like I said, looking pretty good, just the normal jams on 225. Heading northbound after the spillway up to Iliff, also on southbound 25 up in North Glen, at 104th down to 84. Speeds, though, in the 40s to 50s. Normally, we're seeing them dip down to the teens and 20s. So, like I said, nice and light Friday, even after last night's snow. We do have winter driving conditions in the high country. U.S. 40 over Berthoud Pass is shut down. Avalanche control going on up there. Your forecast, mostly cloudy and chilly. Chance for a few flurries around Denver, Boulder, and Fort Collins.
Hi, I need an oil change.
We don't do that, but we can rebuild your engine.
But I need an oil change.
Okay, we'll rotate your tires.
Getting what you need isn't always as easy as it should be. So it's nice to know that with Radio Shack's helpful advice and great selection of phones and plans, you'll get exactly what you're looking for.
Oh, you know what would look killer? Racing stripes.
Get the Samsung Instinct from Sprint for just $49.99 with qualifying new two-year agreement on everything plan with data at Radio Shack.
Good through 2/14/09. Excludes taxes. Subject to $36 activation, up to $200 early termination fees, credit approval, and deposit. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
TurboTax presents a message from Benjamin Franklin.
Ben here, you know, from the $100 bill, and I want you to get more of me back on your taxes. Just use TurboTax. It has a feature called It's Deductible, which gives you the full resale value on your charitable donations for a bigger deduction. So it's easy to get the maximum refund you're entitled to. And by maximum refund, I mean me, with a posse.
TurboTax. Choose easy. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. It's deductible included in deluxe, premier, and home and business.
I suspect that you've heard the economy is tightening, that it's time to cut costs without compromising services or image. How? Intelligent office. A prestigious office. A la carte. And smart staff. A la carte. You choose fits your budget, every budget, chosen for your specific needs. Human and technological resources directed by you to do the routine so you get more time for the important. Smart people trained to handle your customers your way and capture new ones. All day, every day, for maybe $1.50 an hour. It's the better way to have a professional office and a professional staff. But you have to see it to put it together your way. There are 45 intelligent offices. Find the one nearest you at intelligentoffice.com. Intelligent Office.
And Mom, since you asked, if anyone wants to help, just tell them to contact the USO. You can't believe how much they do for us. With love, your son Michael.
The USO depends on the generosity of the American people. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO, until everyone comes home.
I love you.
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 However you say it, make sure you're heard. This Valentine's Day, Zales can help you say I love you like never before. With diamond gifts starting at the incredible price of just $99. Delight your love with a piece of jewelry that sparkles as much as she does. And discover for yourself the amazing values that Zales offers. Love rocks at Zales, America's diamond store since 1924.
We are having a political mudslinging contest.
because the Republicans think they won the election. What they're still hung up on is, do we have enough incentives? Do we have enough tax cuts? Are we doing enough for the top 2%? Folks, we went to that dance for the last 8 years, and they're still playing the same CD.
The Ed Schultz Show, mornings 10 to 1.
The American people are ready for some infrastructure investment.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
And we want to lay some pipe!
Are you experienced?
You can just get your mind together.
You can just get your mind together. We'll send this out to Senator Judd Gregg. You know, if you can just get your mind together. All right, 823, 23 minutes after the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Slight chance of snow, high today, 38. Back to Christy Harvey reporting from her lookout in Washington, D.C. instead of Anchorage, Alaska. Boy, are you enjoying the weather there?
Oh, it's like 70 degrees. I don't really know what to do with the weather here. I didn't bring any appropriate clothing for summertime. It's pretty wild.
Yeah, it must be wild. That is, that. That's, you know, that's totally and completely strange when you go from that
really
cold to that kind of warmth. It's really bizarre. All right.
I have a statistic for you about the economy, though, that I thought you might find interesting.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Speaking about all of this, you know, economists, especially the good ones, have little tricks at things that they look at to see how the economy is going to go. For example, they always look at lipstick sales, because when lipstick sales go up, it usually means the economy is in trouble or about to be in trouble, because women splurge on an affordable luxury lipstick instead of big ticket items like new purses or shoes. So another one that they look at is condoms. And the new numbers just came out, and condom sales, everything else is, you know, tanking. No one's buying houses or fancy coffees or things like that. Condom sales are up 6% in January alone. They were up 5% in the fourth quarter of 08. They're up 6% in January alone, and that is one of the key details that economists look at to see how the economy is doing.
Geez, I never realized that.
Yeah, because people, A, don't want to have kids, because they're worried about their finances and, you know, how would we pay for college? We can't afford children right now. And B, women, you know, don't want to pay the expensiveness, don't want the expense of being on other forms of contraception, and condoms are the cheap one. So anyway, I just thought that was a fascinating little tidbit that I learned from my economist friends here, and thought I'd pass it along.
Yeah, I think it's fascinating too. All right, let's get back to the to the bankers testifying before Congress.
Oh golly!
Yeah, while I didn't see all of it, I did see clips of it, and you know, I want to say to them, look, we're on to you. We know what the deal is. We get it. So stop sitting there in your expensive suit and ties, you know, in your Versace and Gucci's, and start giving us the truth about what you're doing with the money.
Absolutely. And I thought one of the most telling little segments of that entire testimony, because it was all day, and, you know, I was just glued to C-SPAN for the day because it was so fascinating to watch. And there was one little clip that I thought was very interesting, where they were asked, how much of your own personal money have you invested
right,
in
yeah,
your
right,
bank?
Yeah, right, exactly.
In the last 6 months. And give me a number. And the, I forget which congressman asked, but he said, and zero is a number. And they went down the line, and I think one guy had invested, you know, $400,000 or something like that. But as you went down the line, everybody was saying zero, 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 zero. And I just thought that was so striking that they want me to invest in their bank. You know, me who makes no money, and they want to take my tax dollars to prop their bank up. But they hadn't said, you know what, I'm going to buy some shares of my bank and try and get this going.
Well, I'll go back to what I said in the beginning when this thing started. Mine is the radical, non-acceptable solution. What I think they ought to do.
That?
What, you like that?
I usually like when you have these radical solutions, but I can't wait to hear this one.
Okay, here we go. We nationalize the banks. We take them over. We kick all these guys out. And we tell them to take their, you know, their Gucci suits, or I don't know, the Gucci make men's suits, you know, their whatever. Get the hell out. We rehabilitate the banks. We fix things. We rehabilitate the banks. And then we turn around and we sell it back to individual investors or groups of investors, and then the taxpayers make money off the sale, and the banks go back to the private sector.
Right.
Okay, so what's wrong with that? Well, I'll tell you what's wrong with it. It's socialismo.
I don't know if we would get to turn it around. In, you know, do you really trust this Congress to get it together and have the ability to do that?
Well, you would point you'd appoint somebody to have oversight over it, and you'd get somebody who's qualified to do it, not Henry Paulson. But like for instance, okay, here's an example.
I hear Judd Gregg's looking for a job.
Yeah, give him the job. Here's an example. What happens if the President of the United States picks up the phone, calls Warren Buffett, and says,
right,
your country needs you. This is a dire situation, and we need your help.
Right.
And then he picks up the phone, and he calls Paul Krugman. And he says, this is a dire situation. Anybody can write a column for the New York Times. We need your help. And goes down the line and gets conservatives, and gets liberals, and maybe get some independents, and form a board, kind of like you have the FCC or
right,
the NRLB, and have them work on trying to turn these things around.
I don't see that would be a worse idea than what they're trying to do now, you know?
Well, I'll tell you why it'll never happen, because the Republicans would start screaming socialismo.
Exactly.
You know, we're all socialists, and they'd start saying, "Who do you think you are? Do you think you're Hugo Chavez?" No, we're just trying to fix the situation. Otherwise, here's the situation we're stuck in. If we leave it the way it is now, we're
right,
stuck with failed leadership. These guys have already proven they can't run these things.
Right.
So why do you stick with somebody who can't do the job? You know, it's like Citadel Broadcasting. Citadel Broadcasting's share is down to about 19 or 18 cents. And yet the CEO, Fareed Suleiman, who most of us call Farageed Suleiman, is still hanging on to his gig. Whatever happened to the days when, like, if you couldn't do the job, you got canned?
Oh, yeah. Those days are long gone. And also, did you see, there was all of the outcry because Barack Obama wanted to limit the salaries,
yes,
of these bankers to $500,000.
Yep.
And there was actually an article in the New York Times about how draconian that was. And these guys can't live on $500,000. And that's just so horrible. And you don't understand how much it costs to send your kids to private school and to have a co-op on the Upper East Side. And, listing through all of the things that they just couldn't give up. And my first thought was, you know what? Maybe if these bankers had to send their kids to private or to public school because they were making $500,000 a year and couldn't afford, Choate or one of the top private schools, maybe then we'd start to get an impetus to fix the school system. Maybe if we had some of these people living in the world that the rest of us live in every day, maybe that's not a bad thing.
Oh, I think it's great. I mean, you can label me the financial Fidel Castro of 1959. I mean, I would. Here's another thing I do too.
Okay.
I'd say to them, you want federal help? Then here's what you have to do. You have to resign.
Mm-hmm.
You have to leave. And your bank or your financial institution has to find somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Who leads a reasonable lifestyle,
right,
and has administrative capabilities, and that can think out of the box enough to turn these things around, because once again, failed leadership. And why do you stick with somebody and give money? I mean, like, you know what it is? It's like you go to Las Vegas, okay?
Right.
You
right,
bet every single time in roulette on double green zero. The chances of double green zero hitting are, what are they, like 1,000,000 to 1 or something? I don't know
right,
what they are. Okay, but hits sometimes, but it very rarely ever hits. Okay, that's what this bank thing, financial thing is all about. I mean, you're betting on these people, and they have a losing track record.
Well, not only that, they're not prepared to make changes. Did you see that the Huffington Post sneaked onto a conference call with Morgan Stanley?
Right.
And Morgan Stanley was talking about how don't worry, everybody. You're still going to get your big whopping bonus this year. However, this is very important, and this is a direct call, quote from this call. It's very important we do not call this a bonus. From now on, we call it a retention award. And it was just so striking that, you know, that was their solution, was not to say, you know what, we did a horrible job last year, nobody gets extra cash, but instead was to say, here's a PR fix. We're going to call it something different, everybody, but you're still going to get all of the money.
Well, see, I can't stick with these people. I mean, it's like betting on a horse in a claiming race that has no chance of winning. So, right. I don't know, maybe I'm being pessimistic. All right, Christy, what are you doing this weekend since you're in Washington, D.C.?
All sorts of stuff, actually.
Are you going ice skating?
A lot of friends and, just basically running around. It's so weird because I had sort of missed a lot of the shopping and things you can do in D.C. that you can't do in Alaska, and the weirdest stuff. Like, I went to the grocery store and got so excited that they had different kinds of soup, and I bought all these cans of soup take home with me because they were different than the ones we have in Alaska.
Well, what are you doing in Alaska? You living like in a third world country up there?
Well, it's not third world country, but they don't have a lot of, you know, Maryland style crab soup up there.
Okay, that's enough. That's elitist. We're, you know, that's enough. The rest of us eat bean with bacon by Campbell's. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we can survive just fine on a can of pork and beans and a couple of slices of bologna.
Hey, I'm talking about canned soup. I think it's Progresso. They only have it here. They don't have it up there. It's nothing fancy. It's just what I like. So I'm shopping a little bit, and I think we're going to the movies, too. They're showing the shorts that are nominated for Oscars this year, and I always like to see those before the Oscars.
Well, I'll tell you what.
What's that?
I can guarantee you this much before we go.
Okay.
That crab soup?
Yeah?
Sarah Palin has it flown in. On the jets he supposedly sold.
I bet she does, and I bet it's wrapped in an Armani blanket.
That's right. And Uncle Ted is a passenger. He oversees it all. Christy, we love you. Where are you going to be next week? Back home?
Next week, I'm actually in Delaware, and then I'll be in Alaska the week after that.
All right,
so I'm all over the place.
Yeah, we'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye.
There's Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress, editor of MikeCheck.org. With her soup cans. Gee, John, can you imagine living someplace where you couldn't get some items like that? And it's in the United States of America?
Yes, there are places like that here. You ever heard of Silverton, Colorado?
Oh, come on.
Oh, man, in the wintertime, if you get snow, you're stuck there for like 4 or 5 months and you can't get anything.
They don't have food there?
Oh, I'm sure they do, but they got like one country store, but I think it shuts down most of the year.
Well... Alaska, they don't have especially gourmet cans of soup.
That's great.
What? Well, what do they sell? Well, they have moose blubber soup, right?
I can't believe they don't have cans of soup up there. I'd eat a lot of soup if I lived in Alaska.
Yeah, and you know, not only that, along with eating a lot of soup and what the things that they don't have in Alaska... I wonder what the ice cream sales is up there.
You think there's a Ben and Jerry's there at the corner of Main and 3rd in downtown Anchorage?
I'm going out, honey. Where are you going? I'm going to the Baskin-Robbins.
Yeah. Dairy Queen?
You know, that's one of the few places where you can take your ice cream and leave it out on your back window. Cuts down energy costs. Right?
I bet they got really cold beer up there, though. That sounds good.
Frozen beer.
I like beer with a little bit of slush in it.
Yeah, there you go. 836, 36 minutes after the hour on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Turk with traffic.
Jay, working a new crash. Westbound I-70 east of Federal. I'm seeing some delays around Washington Street there in the mousetrap. But the rest of the drive looking pretty darn good for you. Speeds back to normal on 225 in Aurora. The only places where I'm seeing some pretty heavy volumes there is from the spillway up to around Iliff Road. Southbound side in pretty decent shape. Maybe hit the brakes there after Yosemite approaching the Tech Center. Still working two crashes to the east of us, Colfax and Chambers, one at Smith and Airport. And if you're traveling in the high country, trying to get to Winter Park or Grand County, U.S. 40 over Berthoud Pass is closed due to avalanche control. Your forecast, cloudy skies, cool with highs in the mid-30s, 40% chance of snow this evening. Most of that going to fall to the west of I-25. Your current downtown temperature is 26 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Dip into Peak's Chocolate Lounge at the Hyatt Regency this Valentine's weekend. Celebrate in a romantic setting overlooking the city lights and indulge.
Hey, thinking about starting a big home improvement project? Don't do it yourself. Trust a name that has more than 30 years experience. Hi, Tom Hartman here, and I want to talk to you about AAA Home Improvements. AAA is a full-service home improvement company specializing in pop-ups, additions, kitchens, and basements. They handle it all from start to finish, but don't take my word for it. Read what their satisfied customers have said at aaahomeimprovements.com. AAA Home Improvements, 720-981-4269. 720-981-4269.
Dazzle your date with symphony tickets for Valentine's Day. The Boulder Philharmonic Orchestra presents Awakening Your Heart, a romantic evening on February 14th at Mackey Auditorium at 7:30. Enjoy a trio of romantic delights as the symphony plays Bach's Air from Suite No. 3, Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 5, and Mozart's Concerto for Two Pianos with pianists Misha and Sipa Dichter. For information, call the box office at 303-449-1343, extension 2, or visit boulderphil.org.
The economy doesn't need to affect your business's prosperity. Just maintain your current output while cutting back on fixed costs. Sound impossible? Then you haven't heard of 10 Till 2. 10 Till 2 is the cutting-edge staffing company that specializes in providing businesses just like yours with experienced, college-educated, part-time employees. No temps, no costly benefits, just skilled professionals. Visit 10till2.com. That's TENTILTWO.com. 10 Till 2. The time is now.
Thinking about starting a big home improvement project? Don't do it yourself. Trust a name that has more than 30 years experience. Hi, Tom Hartman here, and I want to talk to you about AAA Home Improvements. AAA is a full-service home improvement company specializing in pop-ups, additions, kitchens, and basements. They handle it all from start to finish, but don't take my word for it. Read what their satisfied customers have said at aaahomeimprovements.com. AAA Home Improvements, 720-981-4269. 720-981-4269.
This is John Elway. When it comes to vision correction, Icon LASIK has the most experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including bladeless LASIK, at affordable prices starting at $4.99 per eye. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
His top story. A toll-free hotline has been established to help all homeowners who are stuck in adjustable rate or high interest rate mortgages. The federal government has just raised the allowable loan limits on federally insured FHA 30-year fixed-rate mortgages, with fixed rates starting as low as 5%. Homeowners are urged to call now and take advantage of these FHA government-insured loans. Call now. 1-800-400-1389. Again, a toll-free hotline has been established for all homeowners in adjustable rate or high interest rate mortgages with less than perfect credit. These programs are only available for a limited time. And again, your credit score may not even be a factor. So call now. That toll-free number again is 1-800-400-1389. That's 1-800-400-1389. 1-800-400-1389.
Hi, I'm Kate Berkeley of Patman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of an honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cotman, where you'll never get the runaround. We pride ourselves on giving you superior service and straight talk about your maintenance needs. If money's tight, we also have financing options to get you back on the road. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime, 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Foo Fighters at 841, 41 minutes after the hour. I am 760, Progressive Talk, J. Marvin. Give me a pit bull and a Pabst, and I'm ready to live. High today, 38. Slight chance of snow, 10%. I don't know where that came from. And it's actually clearing up here. All right, it's open phones at 303-713-7600. Then we'll have Representative Diana DeGette
at the top of the hour to explain the stimulus package or give us her view of it. Meanwhile, I'll take your calls on anything you want to. I got three lines open at 303-713-7600. And here's Matt in Capitol Hill. Matt, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Hey, first I wanted to bring up is that I think not enough Americans are constructively looking at this bailout and asking how we got there and what this is going to do for us. Because I'm really under the belief that this was an engineered crisis and that this solution is only going to make this worse.
Well, I think it was an engineered crisis it was an engineered crisis like this. This whole idea that people and institutions do not need regulation. Remember Ronald Reagan used to say, hello, I'm from the government, I'm here to help you. And this whole reactionary attitude towards government, that the idea that people or institutions could contain themselves if there's no regulations is absolutely insane. And the reason it's insane is because you and I both know that that's not the case. That's not the case. You know, if we didn't have law in the streets, what would happen?
Well, there is the possibility of anarchy.
Well, people would go crazy because, you know, you'd have, all right, look, you'd have the majority of people probably would behave themselves. Like when you come across, when you come across an intersection where the lights aren't working and one side's flashing orange and the other side's flashing red and everybody manages to work it out or it's flashing red on both sides and everybody, but you always have some jerk that doesn't think that it applies to them, so they go ahead and do it anyway and they do it out of the self-centered, motive. And this is what happened, that these financial institutions made reckless and out-of-control investments and gambled because there was nobody there to say, no, you can't do that, and there was no regulation there to say, no, you can't do that, and it backfired on them, and we got screwed in the process. And the problem is that the Republicans, and I hate to be, you know, just so partisan, but it's true, they keep pushing the same belief, the same thing, free hand of the marketplace, you know,
well, yeah, but
you don't need the laws, and look, that's as idealistic as Marx.
Well, what I wanted to add, though, is that These laws were all on the books. They were chosen to not be to be used.
Well, they were stripped out.
Right. And the other thing to look at, this is why I'm saying for people to start looking at this not as an accident, but as something that was created because the housing market was deregulated. That means that these safeguards were already put in place and that people knew what would happen if this deregulation
no.
happened.
No, see, I disagree. I don't think that they did know. And the Glass-Steagall Act and all of these other stuff, all the other regulations were taken out under the belief that we didn't need this regulation and that regulation was evil and it's like any other theory. You know,
right,
you can have a theory, but the theory can blow up on you.
Right, but that theory only applies in capitalism. And we don't have capitalism in this country. We have a central bank, and we have a form of liberal fascism.
Wait a minute, though. This kind of stuff happens with socialism, too.
Oh, I agree. It's the same thing. Socialism is basically the flip of fascism, where you have the government controlling the majority of things.
Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute, though. Hold on. I probably did this, so it's my fault. There are degrees of socialism, just like there's degrees of capitalism.
I agree. I'm not saying that it's all wrong. I believe that things such as healthcare and things like that should be socialized. But what my point in being is that I want people to, instead of just accepting that this was a mistake, that if we're going to give our what is going to be, it's going to be about $5 trillion towards this, we need to investigate and see at least. I mean, we'll be proven wrong if they're right. But, I mean, The Fed, if you look at the Fed, created this. The Fed's a private corporation. I'll friend you on Facebook and show you all the stuff. You can prove me wrong if I'm wrong. I want to be wrong. I don't believe so.
But the Fed is only part of it. You've got other components that are plugged in there, too. And these other components that are plugged in there all play into the hand of deregulation. Did they do this as a conspiracy to ruin the country? No. Did they do it as a conspiracy or a plan to enrich their friends? And I'm talking about Ronald Reagan, trickle-down, and the GOP. Yes, they were concerned about their primary constituents, which are the 1 to 3%, or even you can stretch it out, the 1 to 5% of the country that they favor, that they lean towards, that they don't care about you and I. And they can go around and say that they care about us, but actions speak louder than words. They don't care about you and me.
Exactly. That's why I think that you and me need to get involved into looking into this.
Well, I agree 100%, but a lot of it's already known. The problem is here, everybody is debating on how to fix it, and the problem is that the Bush administration, Henry Paulson and those folks, gave these financial institutions money and had no oversight. They had no strings attached. They just took the money
Henry Paulson, and Geithner, the new one, are both lobbyists from the Federal Reserve. It's a private corporation, Jay.
Well, Paulson was a Wall Street insider, and I believe he worked for Goldman Sachs at one time. But I don't think it's a conspiracy. I think what it is simply what I just told you. It's a move, and this move has been going on in this country for 30 years to shift the income and assets upwards, and for the middle class, they can just go take a flip. And if you can't, you know, the old conventional wisdom, if you can't get up the economic ladder, then it's your fault.
Right. But look at it like this, right? So this is coming up on, what are we up to, about $10 trillion in debt now on our country?
It's huge.
Right. We're getting to the point now where our forces are overseas and we have so much debt to China that this is leading the groundwork for World War III.
Oh, I don't, you know what, I don't believe that in any sense.
Oh,
so you and I disagree
on
that.
Well, we'll remain to be seen. I don't want that, but thing is that we're getting to the point that we owe so much money to China. And with this collapse, it's an imminent collapse. It's going to coincide with the commercial real estate business because nobody's going to rent out these new places that are going out of business.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Where do you get all this from?
All over, man. I have you ever heard of Gerald Faleni?
No.
He's considered to be one of the most accurate futurist economic predictors. Like, you can go look him up, Gerald Faleni. He'll tell you all this stuff. There's tons of people that are saying this, because what we're leading to right now is that this bailout is essentially going to bankrupt America, and the IMF and the World Bank are going to come in and restructure everything.
Let's say what you're saying is true. So we don't give the banks any kind of a helping hand. We give no financial markets. We don't give them a helping hand. We allow everything to collapse. Then where are we going to be?
Well, I'm saying is that the plan that's being given to us right now, I mean, what do we have, like 70% of Americans that were against this because it wasn't a very good plan?
Actually, it was 63%.
Okay, 63%. That's a high amount of Americans that aren't paying attention right now that are telling them that this is supposed to help you, and they're saying that it's not.
Well, they're saying that it's not, though, because they don't want... You know, they see it as being, well, we all see it as being, to some degree, hypocrisy, where we have to live by one set of rules, and they have to live by another set of rules, and it goes against what we've been taught virtually all of our lives, which is that you don't take taxpayer money to bail out failing businesses, but these financial institutions have a greater impact than just Joe's garage down the street.
Oh, I agree, and this is one of the downsides to globalization. We're seeing that. We're seeing no jobs here,
I don't disagree with that.
And what I'm saying is if you go back in time and you look at the 30s, what happened in Italy, they did the same thing. The economy collapsed, and they had the people bail them out again.
But you can also look at Germany for the same thing. But the fact is we're in a far different situation than they were in Germany in the 30s.
We have $8 trillion of debt. The average person is about $30,000 to $40,000 in debt.
All right, I got to go get traffic, but I'm just going to say to you, okay, it's not a conspiracy. What it is it's mismanagement, and applying economic theories that they're told over and over again are wrong by people like Paul Krugman, who has won a Nobel Prize for economics. They don't listen because they don't want to listen, because what they want to do is they want to enrich their friends and they do not want to do anything about you and I. And it's no
exactly.
conspiracy at all. It's out
what
in
I'm
the open.
Is this, Jay,
it's out
I'm
in the
saying,
open.
And I'm saying it is a conspiracy. What I'm saying is that people need to look at the facts and prove that it's not. Because at this point, we can't.
Well, wait a minute. If you're not saying it's a conspiracy, then you're telling
I'm
us to look at the facts and say that it's not? You're
I'm
assuming
saying,
that it is.
No. I'm going into this with an open mind. I haven't. Nobody's been proven that it hasn't.
All right, but you know what? That's like, okay, there's no gold in Fort Knox. Go out and prove that there is.
No,
I gotta go. I have to go.
Can I get my plug, please?
No. Like, yeah, quickly. Hurry.
And I'll invite you down and I'll pay for you to go. Jay,
hurry.
Architects and engineers at Lodo tonight. It's peer research, scientific evidence that. That 9/11 needs to be reinvestigated.
No, geez. Sure. You think I'm going to waste my Friday night on that? But I appreciate the call.
Can I bring you a DVD then?
Thanks. Yeah, you can bring me anything you want. Okay?
When can I do that to you?
Right now. 24 hours from now. Monday morning.
Where are you located? I'll bring it right now.
Okay. Well, just look us up in the phone book. Thanks. I got to go. 852. Traffic. Turk.
Jay, traffic's...
I'm not laughing
I'm
at that.
I know. I don't know what to do here. I feel like I'm in an intense hurry, so I'll get it out quick. Just a few accidents out there, Jay. Accident at Smith and Airport, one westbound I-70 at Quebec, and then you're going to find another one once you get closer to downtown or after downtown at Federal. So two incidents there, westbound I-70, first at Quebec, again at Federal. Rest of the drive looking really good. Do expect some winter driving conditions in the high country, though. Your forecast, mostly cloudy, chilly with a chance for a few flurries around Denver, Boulder, and Fort Collins this evening. Our afternoon highs are going to be in the mid-30s. Right now, 28 degrees downtown. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Apahoe Basin's A-plus Spring Pass is now on sale for $279. You get days at Breckenridge and Keystone, plus
For $1 million, name things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
Okay, the judges will accept that. We need three more.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
That's one. Name other things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
We're running out of time. Maybe something that says ribbit?
GoGreenFurnace.com?
Seriously?
Sure, there are other green things, but the planet's friendliest heating and cooling systems are at GoGreenFurnace.com.
Green is in, right? Dragonfly Eco Goods, Denver's newest green living store, is more than an in-store. It's a destination for the environmentally conscious shopper. With products like handmade jewelry made from 100-year-old bottles to cards that can be planted to bloom into wildflowers, you can find that perfect Valentine's gift for your eco-lover. Visit them at the corner of 32nd and Tejon, or save gas and earn karmic offset credits by shopping online at DragonflyEcoGoods.com. Dragonfly Eco Goods, making green a part of your life.
This is Barry at Auto Wash. Call me Wacky, because we're doing Wacky Wednesdays. Exterior washes with free vacuums for just $3 at our Riverboat and Arapahoe stores, and $3 off full-service washes at our South Havana store. Holiday weeks are excluded. The Arapahoe Road store is 1/2 mile west of I-25, north on Syracuse. The Riverboat on Hamden is just east of I-25 at Poplar, and the Havana store is at Islip and South Havana. Folks, love your car with washing and detailing. It's quick and easy, clean and shiny, every time at Auto Wash.
This is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit IconLASIK.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell John sent you.
Dazzle your date with symphony tickets for Valentine's Day. The Boulder Philharmonic Orchestra presents Awakening Your Heart, a romantic evening on February 14th at Mackey Auditorium at 7:30. Enjoy a trio of romantic delights as the symphony plays Bach's Air from Suite No. 3, Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 5, and Mozart's Concerto for Two Pianos with pianists Misha and Sipa Dichter. For information, call the box office at 303-449-1343, extension 2, or visit boulderphil.org.
Here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM760, Incredible Smiles. Are you embarrassed about your smile? You can do something about it. At Incredible Smiles, Dr. Lori Kemet blends technology, artistry, and personal care to enhance your smile and improve your dental health. Her team of professionals is known for their cosmetic results. They offer implants to replace missing teeth, fillings, crowns, cleans, partials, as well as dentures. Get your smile back at Incredible Smiles. For a complimentary consultation, call 303-77-SMILE or visit IncredibleSmiles.com.
Waited long enough!
that new kitchen with Denver's premier kitchen remodeler, Platte River Kitchens. From concept to plans to a beautiful completed kitchen, saving you money, time, and hassle. A firm believer in green technology that doesn't cost you more. Visit them at Colorado Garden and Home Show February 7th to the 15th, booth 2343. Stop by for a free gift. Platte River Kitchens, booth 2343. 303-300-9087. 300-9087.
Grow hair. Help improve texture and thickness so you can finally have the fuller, healthier-looking hair you couldn't have before. Have the hair you've always dreamed of. Try Pure Therapy risk-free before you buy it. But hurry. This is a limited-time offer. For your free trial, call 1-800-900-1741. That's 1-800-900-1741.
8:57 minutes after the hour here on AM760, Progressive Talk. Slight chance of snow. High today, 38. We've got Representative Diana DeGette coming up at the top of the hour here. Well, a little bit after the top of the hour. And by the way, I wasn't belittling Matt. I wasn't belittling him at all. My feeling about all these conspiracy things is, okay, fine, you can have those opinions, and it's okay with me. But the thing is, we need to look forward, not backwards. And what we need to do here is we need to concentrate on the things at hand, which are trying to fix this country. And I don't think that this was a conspiracy to get us where we are. What I think it was is I think it was a failed economic theory that has been pushed on this country for 28 years. And a lot of people believe this theory, and now they don't want to realize or wake up to the fact that that's exactly what it is, that tax cuts and trickle-down has no more merit than Marxist-Leninism. Or Marx, because they're both idealist type thinking. All right, Diana DeGette coming up.
Mario Solis Marriage.
TGIV today. The lead singer of the Flowbots, Johnny Five, is going to be with the guys from the Lowdown and the big Bill Clinton interview, y mucho más.
Today at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
This is Ed McCaffrey, and I'm talking with Bill, a surgical nurse from Parker, Colorado. Bill, what brought you to Good Feet?
Well, Ed, I'm an operating room nurse, and that means I spend a lot of time on cold, hard hospital floors. About 5 years ago, I started to experience severe pain in both heels. I didn't know it at the time, but it was plantar fasciitis, and believe me, it was bad.
So you went to the Good Feet store?
No, actually, I tried everything else, from drugstore gel cushions to super expensive shoes. Nothing worked. Then I saw you, Ed, on TV, and I thought I'd give Good Feet a try. And I'm not exaggerating when I say it took just 10 minutes to relieve my pain. I was walking around the Good Feet store, and my heel and back pain were gone. Totally gone.
Welcome to the pain-free club, Bill.
Get up to $50 off your purchase of the Good Feet Arch Support System during Good Feet's winter sale. But time's running out. The sale ends February 28th. Call 1-877-620-3338 for the store nearest you. That's 877-620-FEET for Good Feet, America's number one arch support.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Dave Barrett. In a neighborhood east of Buffalo where a commuter plane went down.
The fire is very hot. It's still burning out there.
It was an inferno when a Continental Connection Flight 3407 crashed, killing all 49 aboard, along with one man in a house. The plane had taken off from Newark and was on approach to land in Buffalo. Weather was a mix of wind, rain, and snow, and it's not clear if there were mechanical problems on the aircraft. CBS's Cammie McCormick with the latest from Clarence Center, New York.
NTSB investigators are just beginning their search for clues into what caused the crash. They don't know much yet.
We don't have any factual information other than the fact that the airplane is down and it hit a house.
And with firefighters still battling hot spots, it has been impossible to get to the victims. But there is one team that's searching for a crucial bit of evidence, the black boxes. The NTSB's Steve Chelander.
We have investigators on scene as we speak trying to get those recorders out. Our intent is to get them out of here this morning and back to Washington and start the analysis of those as quickly as we can.
Cammie McCormick, CBS News, Clarence, New York.
I'm Steve Kathan in Buffalo, outside a senior center a few miles from the airport. That's where buses brought the families of the victims of this crash. Inside, grief counselors and local clergy are helping these people deal with their sudden losses.
Among those lost on Continental commuter flight 3407 was Beverly Eckert. Her husband died in the September 11th attacks. She was an activist who pushed for a memorial to those victims.
We can't give up. We have to make the country safer. We have to make Washington work better. And
that's the legacy of 9/11.
A few minutes ago at the White House, President Obama said thoughts and prayers go out to the families who lost loved ones in the plane crash, and he brought up Beverly Eckert.
She was on her way to Buffalo to mark what would have been her husband's birthday and launch a scholarship in his memory. So she was an inspiration to me and to so many others, and I pray that her family finds peace and comfort in the hard days ahead.
House members should vote on final passage of the economic stimulus plan sometime early this afternoon. By tomorrow, the Senate may do likewise. CBS's Jim Crisula says tough economic times are really evident in North Carolina.
So many people are filing for unemployment here in North Carolina. The state has had to borrow $13 million from the federal government to pay jobless benefits this week. It's likely that the state will have to ask Washington for even more money. North Carolina's unemployment rate increased every month last year, almost doubling by the end of 2008.
The peanuts tainted with salmonella, not limited to Georgia. A Peanut Corporation of America plant in Plainsville, Texas, shut down. Debris, including bird feathers, found in a crawl space where peanuts were processed. And state health official Doug McBride says there was a problem with
an air handling system that was not completely sealed, allowing the debris
to get into that area. And on Wall Street, the Dow is up about one. This is CBS News.
You know, I've read the blogs, I've been in the automotive chat rooms, and I hear you. You want smoother acceleration, better gas mileage, and pumped up engine performance. Yeah, well, Advanced Auto Parts wants you to have it too. So right now, 12-ounce bottles of Valvoline Fuel Injector Cleaner are BOGO. Yeah, that's how we say buy one, get one free in the biz. Get off the blogs and over to Advance for some Valvoline Fuel Injector Cleaner, and grab an air filter while you're at it. Whatever you're working on, Advanced Auto Parts will help you keep the wheels turning.
Hey guys, don't start the new year in the doghouse. Now's the time to make things right. Head to the jewelry store inside JCPenney before Valentine's Day. You'll find great deals on diamonds. 1/3 carat total weight diamond heart in yellow gold, $114.99. The 1 carat total weight diamond heart pendant, 14 carat gold over silver, $229.99. Plus a lab-created ruby heart pendant, $116.99. Deals like these make it easy to get out of trouble. JCPenney.
Good morning, I'm Karen Trinidad with an AM 760 local news update. The main part of the winter storm that passed through Colorado is still hitting parts of northeast Colorado. A part of Highway 34 near Akron is closed due to blowing snow. The big storm missed most of Denver, but CDOT's Fritz Holman says you may hit some slick roads south of town.
Roads on I-25, we do have some reports of some icy spots around Monument Hill. Reduced speed is always advised when we do have ice on the road.
You'll also find winter driving conditions on I-70 west of Denver. Next week, the president is scheduled to make his first visit to Colorado since he was sworn in.
The White House has not released the details on when President Obama will speak in Denver, but the administration is working on where to sign the new economic stimulus bill once it's passed by Congress. It could be another big speech by Obama in Denver.
Denver, the American people don't want to hear politicians attack each other. You want to hear about how we're going to attack.
Mr. Obama will visit Denver Tuesday, and he'll be in Phoenix on Wednesday.
That's Corey Lopez reporting. Maybe a fairness doctrine or something like it wouldn't be such a bad idea. This afternoon, just after 5 on AM 760, you can hear former President Bill Clinton talk with Mario about it.
So what I think we need to do is to either have more balance in the programs or have some opportunity for people to offer countervailing opinions.
The former president says he did not favor doing away with the fairness doctrine. It required broadcasters to prove they were offering opposing viewpoints. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Karen Trinidad. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Where there's a couple of crashes that are left over that may get in your way. Both of them are on the westbound side of I-70. One of them near Federal. The other one before Quebec. The rest of the highways are getting back to normal fairly quickly. There's some activity at Smith and Airport. That's the scene of an earlier accident. And no chain laws are in effect for the semis over both Vail and Loveland passes. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Today's Valentine's Flower Fact by 1-800-Flowers.com. 45% of adults believe a romantic kiss is one of the most meaningful Valentine's gifts. So make sure it's a good one, or take the pressure off and send flowers from 1-800-Flowers.com. 100% satisfaction guaranteed.
We are having a political mudslinging contest.
because the Republicans think they won the election. What they're still hung up on is, do we have enough incentives? Do we have enough tax cuts? Are we doing enough for the top 2%? Folks, we went to that dance for the last 8 years, and they're still playing the same CD.
The Ed Schultz Show, mornings 10 to 1.
The American people are ready for some infrastructure investment.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Dan, we want to lay some pipe.
Really progressing it.
We progress it. Love your show.
Love your show, Jay.
Yeah, I love it too, Jay.
I just love it.
Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Okay, let's get tough. Let's get tough. Toughen up. Flex it up. Keep it up. 9:07, 7 minutes after 9 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Slight chance of showers, high today 38. That's one of the best lines in LA Confidential when they're interviewing the boxer, Kevin Spacey, and I can't think of the other actor's name, and he's a Canadian actor. But they're did you see that, John, where they're interviewing the boxer? Down in what's supposed to be South Central Los Angeles.
Right, yeah, I can't remember the actor's name either.
And he says to him, and he says, as they're walking away to get in the car, he says, well, what about my brother? You're going to help me out with my brother. He's saying that to Kevin Spacey, and Kevin Spacey says, keep it up, keep it up. You know, like, yeah, okay, sure. Like saying that guy's a boxer, keep it up, keep it up. I just think it's, like, really great.
That's Spacey's great, isn't he?
Yeah.
One of the greatest actors of this era, I think.
Great movie, too, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, great movie. You turned me on to that movie.
Yeah, it's off the James Ellroy books, which somebody sent me an email saying, well, you're talking about dark authors. You never mentioned James Ellroy. I used to have James Ellroy's home phone number. Of course, that goes in the used to category. Like, I used to have a lot of people's home phone numbers, but I never kept them. I don't keep a black book like Turk does, and I lost the numbers somewhere around here, but I think I have his email address, but it probably doesn't work now. Just like I used to have John Ridley's email address, and that doesn't work either. And I've tried to get in touch with him before, and I have several autographed books. Now he's blogging on Huffington Post, and he's this big TV, and Guy Pearce was the actor's name. He's this big TV personality, and he's on NPR, which you know, I don't always agree with him, but I used to be able to have him on, no way. Now I can't get in touch with him. Okay, here's the biggest person I ever interviewed. You ready for this? I interviewed Queen Latifah before she was really big. And I don't mean body size. That's terrible. I am so sorry. I'm so sorry. I am such a miserable human being. I am so sorry I said that. But she was one of the smartest, one of the nicest people I have ever been on the radio with. She was great. But that still doesn't make any excuse for the fact that I just said that. That was bad. I'm sorry. Okay. Like, that's the old me, you know? That's the old me when I used to be a disc jockey and then I used to be a volatile talk show host. And it's like, okay. You know, no wonder community radio or NPR would never give me a gig. Because I just can't control myself at times. I have, like, Tourette's syndrome or something. It just comes out. And it's politically incorrect, and I shouldn't be saying it. Well, John, you're not going to stick up for me? You're not going to defend me?
I thought it was funny. You know, I was going to say, I thought she was great when she played Gwen Ifill in the SNL bit on the vice presidential debate.
Yeah, I thought she was, too. But
I think Queen Latifah has a great sense of humor.
I do, too. You ever seen her in this movie, which didn't get a lot of attention? And by the way, if you wonder what we're doing here, we're waiting for Congresswoman Diana to get off the floor of the House of Representatives. She's tied up at the present time. But did you ever see this movie? It plays on the cable. It didn't get a lot of publicity, but it didn't do very well. But it's really a good movie with Queen Latifah in there and Katie Holmes and Diane Keaton are in it and Ted Danson. It's called Mad Money. You ever seen that where they rip off the United States Treasury?
I haven't seen it, no.
It's a great film, and Queen Latifah is really good in that. Yeah.
I'll check it out. I like Queen Latifah.
You don't like Ted Danson?
No. I like his Cheers years.
But he's good
in... His acting is...
Yeah, but he's good in this.
Yeah, really? Okay.
Yeah, he's really good in this.
Yeah, Ted Danson kind of drives me crazy. I liked him as the dude in Cheers.
Yeah, well,
Sam Malone.
Yeah, he's good in this, but and I wasn't turned on to this film, but Mary turned me on to it. It's kind of a chick flick, but it's really good.
I was going to say, when you said Queen Latifah, Diane Keaton, who was the other gal in there?
I love Diane Keaton.
Who was the other girl that you mentioned?
Katie Holmes.
Who's
married to Tom Cruise.
Yeah, I said it's going to be a chick flick.
I love Diane Keaton. Do you know Diane Keaton's coming to town here to speak?
Yeah, at the Temple Buell?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been trying to get a hold of them for you.
I know, we've got...
Does anybody have a contact for me for the Temple Buell? Please call me.
Yeah, we have tickets to go to that.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
I wouldn't miss Diane Keaton for the world. Oh, I hope they have a question and answer period. I
wish they'd call me back.
I'd like to stand up and ask her about Woody Allen.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, look at all the people she's worked with. How about asking her about John Nicholson? She was great in that movie with John Nicholson. What was that movie called?
You talking about Jack Nicholson?
Yeah, Jack Nicholson.
You said John Nicholson. Oh. Who the heck is he talking about?
Okay, I have brain damage. Jack Nicholson. What was the name of that movie? Something's Got to Give.
No, As Good as It Gets?
No, Something's Got to Give.
Okay.
Where Nicholson is going out with her daughter, played by Amanda Peet, and then Nicholson has a heart attack and has to recover at Diane Keaton's house. And they can't stand each other. And they're in this house together. I won't tell you the end of the movie if you haven't seen it. But it's great. That's the one where Nicholson has this scene where his hospital gown is open and you see his rear end.
Ew. Yikes.
No, but it's funny.
I'm sure.
All right,
Who wants to see Jack Nicholson's derriere?
Okay, if I had to ask you, what's your number one favorite film of all time? You know what, Alice? People who want to call in and answer this, 303-713-7600 while we wait for Representative Diana to get. What's your favorite film of all time? If you had to name one film that you absolutely could not live without and you just love, what would that film be?
Man, that's tough.
That's really tough.
It's really tough. I couldn't choose one. I mean, I'd probably have to say something like Goodfellas or Casino or, you know, I also like Apocalypse Now is one of my favorite films of all time.
What about Reservoir Dogs?
Reservoir Dogs. Yeah, I like, you know, I like Reservoir Dogs better than Pulp Fiction. The Goonies, one of my favorite films of all time.
Yeah,
I could watch that anytime, any day.
All right, but now what you're doing is you're mentioning more than one. So
right. I couldn't narrow it down.
Right,
if I had to choose one movie that I could, you know, if I could only watch one more movie the rest of my life.
Okay, so let's narrow it down to five. Five movies.
Okay. Goonies. Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Apocalypse Now. Goodfellas. And Casino.
Okay, for me, The Case of the Grinning Cat.
Okay, people, get out your pens here, because you have to write these down.
The Wild Bunch.
Wild Bunch, that's a good one.
Bullet with Steve McQueen.
Right.
Has a great car chase in it.
Okay.
And I don't know what my fourth one would be. I'd have to think about that.
What's your favorite comedy of all time? I bet you don't like comedies.
How'd you know?
I don't know. I just would assume.
No, there are some comedies I like.
You like the dark comedies.
Yeah. Okay. You know what my fifth one would be?
What's that?
Sexy Beast.
Right.
Have you seen that film?
Yes. Yeah, you turned me on to that one. Unbelievable. You never gave us four, so you got to name one more.
I got to do one more? Oh, man. What would be one more? Because I said Sexy Beast. Absolutely. Well, I can't think of a fifth one. But I know there's one out there. I just can't think of it. Ben-Hur. No, I'm only kidding. Probably it would be a split between Under the Volcano with Albert Finney or Sea of Love. That's what it. Well, maybe not. How about Heat? That's a good film. With Pacino and De Niro? No, you don't like that? All right, you come up with five then. Amy Ray? Come up with five films. I can, you know, okay, nobody likes mine? Fine. Okay, sit down over here. We'll take your five.
The five films of what?
Well, give me five of your all-time favorite films.
Caddyshack.
That one's pretty, yeah, okay, that would go up there, sure.
Stripes.
Well, you like all comedies.
I do love comedies. They're hilarious. Sunset Boulevard. The old black and white Sunset Boulevard. Have you ever seen that with the...
Oh, yeah.
I love that movie. It was a... that was so rad.
Yeah.
And then Gilda with Rita Hayworth.
Oh, yeah, that's a great film.
Really, Put the Blame on Mame.
Yeah.
I love that movie. And then my, let's see, what would be my fifth? It's got to be a comedy. I'm trying to think. Oh, you know what I actually like, and I'm embarrassed to admit it? The Chronicles of Riddick.
I thought you were going to say, like, Haley Mills or
no,
something.
No, it would be like The Chronicles of Riddick or like, what was that Bruce Willis film where they're in the future? It's so bad, but I love it. With the redheaded model chick in it, and she's like...
Is that 12 Monkeys?
No, this is like a futuristic... He's a cab driver.
Oh, I know what you're talking about, but I can't think of the name of the film.
I know. It's so bad.
Yeah, it is. Well, how about Taxi Driver?
Oh, I love that.
Are you talking to me? Are you talking to me?
Are you talking to me?
Are you talking to me?
And, well, I mean, if you start getting into, like, all those, like, Taxi Driver... Pretty Baby, which was super creepy.
That was a creepy film.
Especially with the backstory of her mother letting her do that, Brooke Shields.
But still, you know what? Nothing is as dark and as out there as Under the Volcano with Albert Finney.
Do you know I've not seen that?
Oh, where he's in the Mexican bar, and the guy behind the bar says, and he's got this rooster, and he says, "See this cock? This cock plucked out a baby's eye."
Ew.
Oh, jeez. Hey, always they're drinking mescal. All right, it's 9:18, 18 minutes after 9 on AM 760, Progressive Talk, talking cinema here. John Turk will give us a traffic and then a box of popcorn.
Yeah, you got it, Jay. The box of popcorn comes for free with this traffic report. Traffic is back to normal speed around the town. We do have just one crash out there lingering westbound I-70 at Quebec. Seeing brake lights around 270, but speed still up in the 40s and 50s. Everyone's just kind of cruising past that one. And we're still working this crash in Adams County at Smith and Airport, but not a whole lot of traffic at that intersection, but you do want to look out there. Also, some heavier traffic from an earlier crash westbound I-70 at Federal. If you're traveling in the high country, do expect some winter driving conditions. Chain laws in effect both directions over Vail Pass and the eastbound approach up to the Eisenhower Tunnel. Also in effect over Loveland Pass. That was shut down most of the morning. You will see some icy and snowpack conditions on 70 east of the Eisenhower Tunnel all the way to Vail. Your forecast, cloudy sky.
These days, your budget's really feeling the heat. But Family Fun doesn't have to cost much at all when you make it by the pitcherful with Kool-Aid. For the price of one bottle of soda, you can mix up five big pitchers of Kool-Aid. And for pennies a glass, keep the whole family refreshed and smiling. At that price, maybe the whole neighborhood. Kool-Aid instead of soda. As always, delivering more smiles per gallon.
Hi, honey.
Hi, Mom.
I couldn't wait to see your and Tom's new house. Oh, it's just lovely.
We love it.
Your dad and I wanted to help you get settled in and know this check will be put to good use.
Wow, you shouldn't have. This will really help us on the improvements we want to make.
And we know just the place to get started. Dad and I want to take you both to the Colorado Garden and Home Show. We've been going there for years, and it's helped us turn our house into a home.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go.
Don't miss the 50th anniversary Colorado Garden and Home Show, February 7th through the 15th at the Colorado Convention Center. Research, compare, and buy thousands of products and services at Colorado's largest home and garden marketplace. Stroll through acres of landscape gardens full of blooming flowers. Enjoy the swashbuckling annex in the secret garden of Pirates Cove Entry Garden. Discount tickets on sale at TicketsWest.com and King Supers. Presented by Bank of the West, GMC, the Denver Post, and 9 News.
This is John Elway. When it comes to vision correction, Icon LASIK has the most experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including bladeless LASIK, at affordable prices starting at $4.99 per eye. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should, too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit IconLASIK.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
A professional receptionist trained by you to handle your phones your way. No, this is not an answering service. This is a smart, friendly person. A personal assistant for your phone calls. They know you and your business. And since customers and prospects are already on the phone with them, they can also do scheduling, registrations. Let them do the ordinary so you get more time on the important. Live answer for all of your calls and a seamless connect for the ones you want. The rest are handled professionally and personally your way. With an intelligent assistant, you'll capture more new business and keep the ones you've got. Intelligent assistants, full-time or a la carte. Fits any budget. Only from IntelligentOffice.com. Intelligent Office.
Okay, Humphrey Bogart. Humphrey Bogart in The Big Sleep. So he walks in to the Acme bookstore and he says to the woman, I think the woman's name is Gladys or something, he says to the woman, drop the veil, sweetheart. I'm in the business myself. So, I just want to go up to somebody who's in radio, who's female, and go, drop the veil, sister. It's 9:22, 22 minutes after 9, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Slight chance of snow. High today, 38. Amy Ray sitting in. We're waiting for Congressman Diana to get. Okay, let's want to take some calls?
Sure. Okay.
Let's see. Steve in Denver, go ahead, man. You're on.
KJ, I win the prize today. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll start out with Young Frankenstein with Gene Wilder.
Yeah.
And then Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Great film.
How could I have missed those?
I know it. And then the other one is everything you wanted to know about Sex or Afraid to Ask with Woody Allen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure.
Blazing Saddles.
And then... who was the James Caan one where she's a novelist?
Oh.
He's a novelist? Come on.
Oh, Misery. Misery.
Misery. And yeah. Then One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Oh,
bingo.
Yeah. Oh, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. How can we leave that out? One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
I'm ashamed. I have to hang my head in shame.
You win after the Ken Kesey novel. You win, my man.
Beautiful. Hey, one other thing. I sure love... Obama's sense of humor.
Oh, I do too.
Yeah.
At that press conference yesterday, he had me smiling.
He's a great guy.
He's smooth.
All right, see ya. Here's Dan in Champaign, Illinois. Dan.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
Okay, man, real good.
You ever look at my website or no?
No, but I will.
Yeah.
I can't even get him to come downstairs. Are you kidding?
Yeah, and then he insults David Sirota. The world's latest man.
Well, he is the world's latest man, and you notice he's not here today either.
Yeah, well, you never had me as a guest on your show, so...
What do you want to be a guest? What do you want to talk about?
You know what? I have it in my will that my casket's not to arrive till 20 minutes late to my funeral.
That's great.
Movies. I got a few good ones. Let's see what you think.
Okay.
Anatomy of a Murder.
Good
Jimmy
film.
Stewart.
Yep, good film.
Yeah, and it has one of your favorite people in it. The judge was the army lawyer in the McCarthy trials.
Yeah, exactly.
What was his name? Joseph Nye Welch or something like that.
You mean the actual guy who was involved in it?
Yeah, he's the judge. He plays the judge in Anatomy of a Murder. He was the army lawyer in the McCarthy trial.
Yeah, his name is, you have his last name right, but I don't think you have his first name correct.
Yeah, he's the one that screamed at McCarthy, call the next witness,
right.
Don't you have any decency, something like that.
No, he said to McCarthy something like, I'm paraphrasing this, don't you have a scrap of decency or something along those lines.
Right. Okay. These two are from the 80s, and they're kind of tied for my favorite film. all the right moves. Football movie, Tom Cruise. Okay, laugh.
I'm a girl. I'm a girl, so I pass on that one.
I don't like Tom Cruise. Okay, what's next?
Reckless, which is a little known film that was in the 80s. It was Aidan Quinn and Daryl Hannah.
Oh, I saw that. Is that the one that has the sexy swimming pool scene?
Yes.
I didn't.
Daryl Hannah is like.
Smoking hot.
Let's not get sexist, okay? But I'm telling you what. Okay.
You know what? I'm a girl, and Daryl Hannah's smoking hot. So I mean, yeah.
Well, she doesn't reach the pinnacle of what's her name? Help me out, John. Who's the French actress?
Emmanuelle Bayard.
Yeah, Emmanuelle Bayard. She does not reach that category, but she's close.
And you like her, but you don't like her. Did you like her in Mission Impossible with Tom Cruise?
No, see, Tom Cruise is the key there.
Yeah, that's right. I tried to watch her Mission Impossible and couldn't get through it because of Cruise.
Seriously.
I'll tell you the best movie she ever made, and I don't know the French title of it, okay? But it's the one where she meets the aged painter, and he feels like his art is rejuvenated by seeing her. He's inspired by her.
His muse.
And the movie, for 2 hours, she has no clothes on for the entire 2 hours in all these provocative poses.
So that makes
it like, oh my God, it reminded me of my little Welsh corgi that jumps up on your leg. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that was just like.
He just compared a woman to a
to
dog.
To a corgi.
I was comparing myself to the dog. You know? It's like, you're just like, hey man, a fire hydrant, anything. You know, it's like, oh my God, she's so beautiful. Okay, what's your next one?
All right, two more current ones. I just saw it the other night. Frost Nixon is great.
I haven't seen that.
I haven't seen it, but I want to see it.
Yeah, I do too.
Ooh, it's tremendous.
Richard Nixon.
I'm not a crook. Huh?
I'm not a crook.
He didn't say that. He says, Frost got it. One scene in the movie that kind of broke him. Frost got him going and then said to him, are you saying when the president, you've seen that on the previews.
Yeah.
Are you saying when the president does something, the president can do something for the good of the country in his mind and do something illegal for the good of the country in his mind? And Nixon said, when the president does it, it's not illegal. And that was just, you knew, you're like, okay,
well,
he's toast.
That's because the ghost of Richard Nixon was in the White House for the last 8 years.
Well, and you know what? And another current one, W was very good.
I just saw that.
I haven't seen it yet. I'm so not able to sit down and watch movies.
Richard Dreyfuss as Dick Cheney.
Why didn't he get a? Did he get a Best Supporting Actor nominee?
No.
Why not?
I don't know, but he didn't.
And Josh Brolin should have got a nominee for playing Bush. I mean, he was very good too. But I think Langella's going to win for Nixon. He's very good.
It's about time. He's one of my favorite actors.
He hasn't been, the only thing I can really think of that he's been in that he played a prominent role was that one with Whoopi Goldberg, Eddie.
Oh, no. He's been in a bunch of them. First of all, he originally appeared in The Diary of a Mad Housewife from the 60s, in which he made a big smash in that. He's been in other films. And then the last film he was in was the one where he plays the aged novelist who gets involved with the young college student, and I can't remember the title, something like Another Night Out or Late in the Evening or something like that, which was a great film, and a lot of people missed it because it was a small independent movie, but it's really a good film.
Now, what did he, you know, he played a guy on HBO like he was the head of an acting class or something. What was that show called? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do, but I can't remember the name.
And Brian Greenberg was in it.
Yeah.
And he was like, he was pretty, you know, he's obviously older, like in his 50s, but he was getting around with the young actresses in the show, too. I mean, that was his character in the show.
Well, that's going to be me. Lecherous old man with young women. No, Mario, like, cut my head off. But,
as much as you talk about Emmanuelle Bayard, I wouldn't be.
Hey, man, Emmanuelle Bayard is like.
She's on the list.
Oh, gee.
Married couples have the list.
But you want to know something about Emmanuelle Bayard? Mm-hmm. I found her on Facebook, and I applied to be her friend. She never answered me.
Yeah, she never answered you, yeah.
Because she doesn't like me.
Rude.
Hey, you want to hear worse than that? You know, getting off the topic a little bit. Hey, I got blown off the phone by a pro wrestler, a female pro wrestler.
Who?
That I was going to do a story on for one of the papers I worked for.
Who?
He doesn't even remember.
Do you watch TNA Wrestling?
No, not very much.
Okay. The big girl.
They're all big.
Yeah, I know. But this one's like over 6 feet.
Oh.
You'll know who I'm talking about. Raka Khan.
Raka Khan.
Raka Khan?
Yeah, really a name of a wrestler?
Yeah, I know Chaka Khan, but not Raka Khan.
No, Raka Khan and can I give her real name over the radio?
No, don't do that. Okay. Don't out her. All right, Dan, I love you.
All right, talk to you later.
We'll see you. Yeah, don't give away the wrestlers' names. Like Bobo Brazil, whose real name was Houston Pearsons. Okay. Oh, we got to. Wait a minute. I just put one more call on. John?
Nope. Dude, you got to move a little quicker.
Michael, you're on. Go ahead.
How's it going?
Okay.
A few of my films have been mentioned already, but I'll go ahead and start at the top, and that's Outlaw Josie Wales.
Oh, yes.
Good film. Clint Eastwood.
Yeah,
absolutely. It was a great movie, filled with great one-liners. The next one would probably be, and by the way, the movie you were talking about was The Fifth Element.
That's the one.
That's it, yeah.
Totally it.
Godfather 2.
Oh, yeah. Well, Godfather 1 and 2.
One and 2 are the best.
Awesome.
Yeah, I liked the second one because it had a lot of De Niro in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Braveheart.
I didn't like Braveheart, man. I don't like Mel Gibson.
Mm, yeah.
The only movie Mel Gibson ever did that was worth a damn was A Year of Living Dangerously.
Mad Max, dude. I totally have to give props for Mad Max.
All right.
The two first Mad Max movies were pretty good.
Right.
I mean, the remaining of my list have already been mentioned, really. The Holy Grail.
Yeah.
Oh God, I've loved
Any
that movie.
Any Python.
Yeah.
Oh, you know it's a great. You know it's a great film. Nobody ever mentions. You Kill Me with Ben Kingsley and Tione. What's her name? Tione.
Oh. I'm so lame.
Tione Leone or something like that. I don't know what her name is.
Tia Leone.
Tia Leone. Yeah, you about the drunk alcoholic hitman.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, check it out. You can rent it.
The Matador, though. The Matador is pretty sweet.
You know, just okay. Ben Kingsley, right? And John watched this film, Ben Kingsley. Okay, you look at him and you go, Gandhi. Then you watch Sexy Beast, and he's like, no, 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 no way, no way, no way, no way. And he's like, you know, just going berserk. And it's like, oh, my God, Gandhi's flipped out. You know, Gandhi's got a meth thing in his closet or something. What's going on here? Because he, like, starts going crazy.
Blue Velvet. Speaking of
Blue Velvet.
Yeah, with huffing, Dennis Hopper huffing whatever it was he was huffing.
What do you mean? I do that regularly now. All right, man. Hey, I appreciate the call.
Hey, just one more film of the oddball of mine, and it was kind of a closet thing for me, was My Fair Lady.
Oh, I love that.
My Fair Lady. Oh,
stop it. I love it. I'm at the theater
back. You know, the only way I could go see My Fair Lady is on acid.
Come
you
on.
Haven't already done that? No. Where have you been, man? No. The last movie I saw on that, which was like 35 years ago, was Fantasia.
I saw Half Baked.
It looks like the Gets calling in right now, Jay. We got to cut.
All right. We got to cut. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Amy Ray. Okay.
Thank you.
Let's see if this is Diana DeGette.
Hey, I'm doing traffic real quick. Hold on one second, okay?
All right. Yeah, I got to hang on because John's got to do traffic. John, go ahead.
Jay, traffic is pretty non-existent on the freeways around town. We did just clear up that crash. Westbound I-70 around Quebec, so things moving through there a lot better now. Just working this current crash in Adams County, rather, Smith and Airport Road. If the rest of the drive, like I said, looking pretty good. Chain laws in effect over the High Mountain Passes on I-70. They have reopened Berthoud Pass and Loveland Pass, but you will need chains there for you commercial vehicles. We are checking icy and snowpack conditions on 70 east of the Eisenhower Tunnel past Vail. Your forecast, mostly cloudy, chilly with a chance for a few flurries around Denver, Boulder, and Fort Collins this evening. Our afternoon highs will be in the mid-30s. Right now, 31 degrees downtown. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Breeski and Snowboard Rentals is home of the $9.99 daily ski rental. Get this deal Friday through President's Day weekend. The Breeze Basic Sports Ski Rental Pack.
You know, one of my favorite places to sing is my car.
You've always wanted to know who's on Match.com, and we want you to know it's okay to look.
a 1962 Cadillac on a long road trip. I mean, what else are you going to do?
He's Match.com member Crooner Cool, and you can email him right now.
Baby.
With 20,000 new people joining every day, we guarantee you'll find someone special in 6 months, or we'll give you 6 months free. Visit Match.com today for details.
The Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center in Denver offers adult education and tutoring classes to help support and nurture families in need. Classes include parenting skills, anger management, and ways to reduce domestic violence. There are also courses in English as a second language and computer training. Free adult computer classes are available Monday through Thursday between noon and 2 p.m. The Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center is a major support system for families in the metro area. The Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center is located in Denver at 29th and High Streets. For more information about the Salvation Army Red Shield, call 303-295-2107. That's 303-295-2107. Or stop by the Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center at 29th and High Streets. The Salvation Army Red Shield, doing the most good.
Are you planning on getting liposuction in your hips and thighs? If so, researchers at the University of Colorado Denver School of Medicine are recruiting healthy pre- and postmenopausal women between the ages of 35 to 60 who wish to have liposuction of their hips and thighs. Research suggests that storing fat in different parts of the body affects our metabolism differently. Right now, the University of Colorado Denver is conducting a study on how a woman's metabolism is altered after fat has been removed from her hips and thighs. Benefits of participating in the research study include testing for diabetes, body fat, cholesterol, and bone density. Study volunteers will also receive a discounted surgery and postoperative care package at the University of Colorado Hospital and monetary compensation for participating in the research study. If you or someone you know is considering hip or thigh liposuction and would like to learn about the study, please call 720-848-7557. Again, if you or someone you know is considering liposuction, call the FLAIR study at 720-848-7557.
We're going through the same thing.
Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
9:38, 38 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. About a 10% chance of snow. So which makes that slight, and a high today of 38. Let's directly from the floor of the House of Representatives, here's our Representative Diana DeGette from Colorado's 1st Congressional District, which, by the way, is my district. And Congresswoman, good morning, and thanks for joining us.
I'm glad to be with you. As I said, it's high drama down here on the floor today.
Yeah, I imagine. Are you still on the stimulus package, or what are you doing?
Right. We are getting ready. We just started debate on the almost $800 billion recovery bill. And we'll have an hour and a half of debate on that bill, and then we'll be voting on that. So I've been whipping votes all morning. I think it's a good bill. Obviously, there were some compromises in the bill, which we saw a lot in the press. But overall, it's going to give money for infrastructure projects, so that'll create jobs right away. It's going to give money to the states like Colorado so they can continue to give health care coverage to poor people and pay for unemployment insurance, things like that, to keep people going. And then it also has, I think, some really forward-looking things to help us both create jobs right now and also restructure our economy, like money for broadband deployment to rural areas and underserved areas, money for health information technology, and money for building out renewable energy and for improving the grid. So I think it's I'm keeping my fingers crossed. I hope it works, because we sure need it.
Yeah, we certainly do. A lot of us, or at least myself, I won't speak for everybody else, I'm so tired. I mean, I want to be bipartisan, but I'm so tired of the GOP and their tax cuts mantras and Representative John Boehner's idle threats, because he's in the minority, so he can't do anything. But this whole thing about tax cuts, why can't they let that go?
Well, it's a fundamental tenet of the Republican Party. What I'm shaking my head about is tax cuts haven't worked. That's what they did in 2001, and in part, along with the terrorist attacks of September 11th and the war and the naturally occurring recession, the tax cuts made the situation much, much worse. And I was a little bit disappointed, because because the Obama administration and the House leadership tried to put tax cuts in the bill just to mollify the Republicans to a degree, and they to a person voted no.
Well, so, I don't think they're interested in doing the right thing. I think they're, and maybe this is too severe, I think they're interested in looking for a ticket to put themselves back in power.
Well, I think that the Republicans are struggling right now to find their place. Should they move to the right? Should they move to the center? But the problem is that the tax cut idea, which is a central tenet of their party, has not been shown to work to stimulate the economy. And so they're just kind of left without much of an argument on this, I think. And you know, we don't know for sure if this will work, but we do know that putting money into some of these job creation projects right now will at least help us stem this terrible job loss that we've seen the last few months. And we also know that putting money into the states will let them give health care coverage to people who are losing their jobs, and it will help the states stay afloat. I just met with the Colorado legislators Monday night, and they're talking about slashing higher education and programs that we really need to have to educate our workforce so that they can be effective in a 21st century economy.
Yeah, I don't understand why anybody would object to all of this. I think people also confuse the financial bailout with part of this, and people are angry because they don't know where that money's going and what these folks in the financial industry, what they're doing with the money that's given to them.
Well, I agree, and I'm mad about it too, because when we passed that bill, and that was a separate bill, you're exactly right. When we passed that bill, we thought we had all these layers of oversight and transparency in the bill, but I guess any piece of legislation like that is only as good as the person enforcing it. And as it turned out, they just ignored all of the levels of transparency and oversight. So we're having some robust hearings right now, but we also have a commitment from the Obama administration that they're going to put much more transparent. They're going to put it online where this money goes.
So
for the next payment.
So we'll be able to look at it.
That's right.
Well, that sounds like a good idea to me. 9:43,
well, yeah.
43 minutes after the hour on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Representative Diana DeGette from Colorado's 1st Congressional District. Okay, I know you need to get back on the floor. I know all that's going on. I can hear it in the background, but
Right, I'm sorry.
Well, that's okay. No,
it adds to the drama, though, don't you think?
Well, I think it does, but it also shows, well, you know what? You guys will get it hammered out, and I don't want to keep you from doing that, but I want to put a plug in for one thing, because actually, you know, I'm a constituent. So this is what I'm supposed to do. Please vote yes on the Freedom to Travel to Cuba Act.
Oh, I've always supported that bill. And, in fact, I also support the reunification of families. And that is one thing that President Obama says he's going to take a whole look at. Our whole relationship with Cuba needs to be reviewed because, frankly, it's a 40, 50-year-old relationship. And the travel restrictions, the family unification issues, those are important issues that we need to deal with.
Good. I'm glad you're going to vote for it. Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you so much for your time. And we'll let you get back to the
All right. And I look forward to talking to you again soon, Jay. Thank you.
You got it. Thank
Take
you.
Care, bye.
All right. There's Congresswoman Diana DeGette from Colorado's 1st Congressional District. And you can hear the debate going on there in the background as they try to hammer out this stimulus package. All right, it's 9:44, 44 minutes after the hour on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Now, we can talk about anything you want to talk about, but we were talking about movies. Let's go to Marcus in Denver. Marcus, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Jay. Hey. I had a couple of movies that I've seen over my lifetime. This intriguing movie, White Man's Burden. Have you heard of that movie?
No, I've never seen that.
Oh, yeah, it's a good movie with John Travolta in it. It's a mirror movie. It's basically switching racial it's basically switching racial lines.
Well, it's kind of like that. Then it would be kind of like that novel Black Like Me.
Oh, I've never heard of that, but
you should read it.
Maybe it's John Travolta is basically an out-of-luck guy, and basically the half of the society is black, and then the lower society is white. And all the extravagant events they go to, they get chaperoned into black elegance and everything. So it's just basically a mirror movie. And my next movie was Soul Man with Ray Dong Chong in it. It's basically a white student he didn't accepted into college. So he basically tanned his skin so he could get accepted under the rule, that minority rule they have now.
Right.
Yeah, so it's basically based upon that. So, man, another movie I was Terminal with Tom Hanks. Have you seen that movie?
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, that's a nice movie. I love that movie. Another movie that fits me perfect is Things to Do in Denver When You're Dead.
You know what? I didn't bring that up, partially because I'm kind of mad at Andy Garcia for being so right-wing.
Yeah.
But that is a great film. It was filmed here. Milt's Malt Shop is here in Denver, but the building that they used has been remodeled now, and it's over in Five Points. It's on Welton, but that's where they were, across from the what's the water company?
Oh, that's interesting.
What's the water company? I can't think of their name.
Oh, that D-Rock.
Yeah.
D-Rock.
Yeah, whatever it is. Yeah, the water company. And so if you look at the film, and you look at it real close, and you look at the background, then you can see the water company distribution plant across the street. And that building that was used, it's there. It's been made now into looks like little condos. But that's where Milt's Malt Shop was. Right. And it was shot in Five Points.
Oh, that's interesting. That's a good movie for Turks, since I've heard all a little bit of the mafioso movies, The Goodfellas.
Yeah, he would love that film.
He'd love that movie, yeah. And my next movie, my last movie, would be, this is, if you have Cox or cable, Comcast, it's usually showed on demand. It was called the United Confederate States of America. And it was a reenactment of if the Confederate States won the war, or the South won the war back in the day, how it would be structured, how the United States would be structured. And it was just intriguing just to see how they would place certain group pockets of people and what they would have to do to be self-servient to the Southern heritage, you know, as per se. But it was a good movie. It was they didn't have no known actors. It was basically unknown actors, but it was interesting. If you anybody has cable, you probably want to check it out just to see, you know, the sociology, the pathology of it all, you know.
You know what I just thought of too, going back to Things to Do in Denver When You're Dead. I can't think of the actor's name who rides that motorcycle off, but remember this, they always used to use this phrase, give it a name. They always say, give it a name.
Give it a name.
Give it a name. And the Bluebird on Colfax was also used in that film. That was a porno movie theater that what's his name worked in. I can't think of the guy's name who had the leprosy.
Basically he played that was the doctor from matter of fact, that was Lloyd,
yeah, what's his last name?
Yeah, I cannot remember, but yeah, I know exactly who you're talking about. He played in Back to the Future.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Christopher Lloyd,
exactly.
Yeah, that was but, you know, Things to Do in Denver, yeah, number one classy A film. Yeah. Hey, Marcus, thanks, man.
Oh, no problem.
All right, we'll see you.
All right, thanks.
You ever seen that film, John? Things to Do in Denver When You're Dead?
I have. It's been several years, though.
What a great film. Give it a name. What was that actor's name, though, who played Andy Garcia's...
Look it up on IMDb.
Yeah, play the other guy. Played the guy who was close to Andy Garcia. He, you know, he's living in the trailer park or whatever when Garcia goes to see him and to tell him that he's going to get whacked.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of his name. And he's a good actor, and you don't see him very much. I always wonder what the... You know, when I lived in Hollywood, you could go down to the Hollywood unemployment office and see these people walking around. But I often wonder what these actors do when they don't work. I mean, what do? I guess you go to the unemployment office, right?
I think they just chill out, Jay.
Hey, this is too old for you to remember, okay? You will never remember this because you weren't born. But there used to be this television show called Highway Patrol with Broderick Crawford. Broderick Crawford was also in All the King's Men. You have not lived until you've seen Broderick Crawford, who's now dead, until you've seen Broderick Crawford drunk on his keister at the unemployment office in Hollywood. Stoned out of his freaking gourd.
Sounds good.
Yeah. 9:50, 50 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk, Turk, traffic.
Crews finally have cleared up that crash at Smith and Airport. Now we got a new one closer to downtown or Capitol Hill, 5th and Broadway. As you're making your way southbound there on Broadway, it is a busy intersection there, so that will hamper you down for a couple minutes. The rest of the drive looking pretty good. Back to normal speed on all the major highways around Denver, Boulder, and on the south end in Highlands Ranch, C-470 moving along really good in the 50s and 60s there. We do have some icy and snowpack conditions on 70 in the high country. This is going to happen right before the Eisenhower Tunnel. Not going to break loose until after Vail there in Eagle County. Also got some icy and snowpack conditions on 76 to the northeast of us from Fort Morgan to Julesburg, Nebraska. Your forecast, mostly cloudy and chilly with a chance for a few flurries around Denver, Boulder, and Fort Collins this evening. Our afternoon high will be 32 right now. Or actually, the afternoon high is going to be 38, like Jay said, right now, 32 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Arapahoe Basin's A-plus Spring Pass is now on sale for $279. You get days at Breckenridge and Keystone, plus a...
100% fruit juice may not contain actual fruit. Remove clothes from body before ironing. For indoor or outdoor.
In a world full of fine print, it's nice to know Radio Shack has a great selection of no-contract mobile phones. Use a lot of minutes or just a little. Whatever you want, however you want. There's no credit checks, no strings attached, and no absurd disclaimers.
Coffee may contain hot liquid. Do not take aspirin.
Shop with confidence for a flexible Virgin Mobile no-contract phone, like the Virgin Mobile Slash by Samsung, for only $59.99. That's a $20 instant savings at Radio Shack.
Offer good through 2/14/09.
Hi, Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud supporter of AM760. Did you know that electricity rates have gone up by 38% in the last year? Why not lock in low electricity prices for life by going solar? Let Independent Power Systems show you how rebates and tax incentives pay for up to 60% of a solar system. That's nearly $25,000 off. Independent Power Systems reminds you that the XL solar rebate won't last forever. Act now before the opportunity to save up to 60% on solar ends. Call Independent Power Systems at 303-443-0115 for a free solar assessment from the Coors Field Solar Experts. Going solar is easy. Let Independent Power Systems show you how. Call 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. Or visit Independent Power Systems online at solarrips.com. SolarRips.com.
Now you can get a really good receptionist for about $1.50 an hour. Introducing the Intelligent Assistant, a professional receptionist trained by you to handle your phones your way. No, this is not an answering service. This is a smart, friendly person. A personal assistant for your phone calls. They know you and your business. And since customers and prospects are already on the phone with them, they can also do scheduling, registrations. Let them do the ordinary so you get more time on the important. Live answer for all of your calls and a seamless connect for the ones you want. The rest are handled professionally and personally your way. With an intelligent assistant, you'll capture more new business and keep the ones you've got. Intelligent assistants, full-time or a la carte, fits any budget. Only from intelligentoffice.com. Intelligent Office.
I'm driving today. It's Mary's car, and she bought it at Rocky's, and she loves it. Rocky's Autos has lending institutions that have solid lines of credit, and they're not predatory. So they're out there, and they want to do business with you. And at Rocky's Autos, they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. And they've been family-owned and operated since 1982. What does that mean, family-owned and operated since 1982? Well, Jay, dummy, it means family-owned and operated since 1982. Now, I'll tell you what it means. It means that they are not some national corporation, that they have to live here, and they do live here because they like it here. They live here, and they operate in the community that they live in. So you know, and I know, that they have to maintain the highest standards and the highest reputation. Rocky's Autos, there's no better place to go. Monday through Saturday, they're open 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. Drop by, see them today. You won't regret it. 63rd and Federal.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours free when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-620-2270. That's 1-800-620-2270 and get the free debt cures review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-620-2270. That's 1-800-620-2270. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-620-2270. Again, 1-800-620-2270.
Nothing like some obnoxious jerk like the radio announcer making weird sounds over music that doesn't make any sense. Slight chance of snow. High today going to be 38 as we head towards the weekend here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. If I got time to squeeze in one more call, I got time to squeeze in one more call real fast. Here's Frank in Denver. Frank, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay, I got the top three for you. The Blues Brothers.
Oh, filmed in Chicago.
Filmed in Chicago with a lot of great music and a lot of great stars. Second one would be George Romero's original Night of the Living Dead.
I have trouble with horror films, man. They freak me out.
Well, they freaked me out. I couldn't park my car in the garage for 2 weeks after I saw it.
See, that's an experience I don't want to have.
And then the last one is The Magnificent Seven.
Oh, how could we leave that out with Yul Brynner and Steve McQueen?
Yul Brynner is a cowboy. You can't beat it.
You can't beat it. And you know what? I read this. Yul Brynner and Steve McQueen fought on that set, too.
Did they really?
Yeah, they sure did. Because like most actors with egos, they both wanted to steal basically the movie. And they argued back and forth. But it doesn't make any difference. The film is just magnificent. And now that you brought it up, now it makes me want to go home this afternoon and watch it.
There you go, man. That's the best cowboy movie I know. I know Clint's done a lot of good ones, and the Duke's done a lot of good ones, but my favorite by far is The Magnificent Seven.
You got it. Thanks, Frank.
All right. See you, Jay.
All right. That's it for this week. We'll be back on Monday, and take it easy, or if you can't do it that way, take it...
Why should you use Platte River Kitchens to redo your kitchen? One, they take you from concept to completion, handling every detail. Two, they use green technology that doesn't cost you more. Three, they're a part of my exclusive referral list at referralist.com. You can meet them at Colorado Garden and Home Show starting February 7th, booth 2343. You'll thank me for my recommendation. Platte River Kitchens, 303-300-9087, or at the Garden and Home Show, booth 2343.
Tom Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM 760, Incredible Smiles. Are you embarrassed about your smile? You can do something about it. At Incredible Smiles, Dr. Lori Kemet blends technology, artistry, and personal care to enhance your smile and improve your dental health. Her team of professionals is known for their cosmetic results. They offer implants to replace missing teeth.